Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Harnes. midway through this six-game series, and for the Rockdowns, a six-game homestand before they pack the bags for a two-week tour. And we'll talk about that in just a couple of moments because there is a very important road trip coming up, even as early as we are in this season. For the Rockhounds and the Drillers, two ball clubs which over the last week or so have been going in opposite directions. The Rockhounds last night, a 9-5 victory over the Drillers. It was the Rockhounds' sixth consecutive win, and it was the sixth consecutive defeat for Tulsa, as the Drillers now fall to 11-17. So they were right at the 500 mark, but have dropped a half dozen since. The Rockhounds needed the win to stay a game ahead of Frisco in the Texas League South, with the 20th victory of the season coming last night. It's an interesting ball game. The guy who led the way for the Rockhounds was a guy who isn't going to play a whole lot, to be honest with you. He is the number three catcher, and last night, in fact, was just his ninth game above the single-A or low-A level. He had played six games with Lansing and has played now two games with the Hounds. He played one game, appeared briefly with Las Vegas as a fill-in. But Jose Mujica went 3-for-4. He had two doubles, drove in a run, and had a very key caught stealing from behind the dish, throwing out a base runner when the Drillers were rallying in the sixth inning. So the number nine guy in the order, whose name you won't see all that often on the lineup card, was really big last night. Jose Mujica came up big for the Hounds. Real quick, like last night, the Rockhounds became the first team, and a couple will follow here very, very shortly, perhaps even tonight, in winning 20 games. So the Hounds have played 30 games. They have won 20 out of 30. That's 667 winning percentage. You do that, you're going to have a whole lot of fun on the year. That's really, it would be, well, it would be a heck of an accomplishment to come anywhere near that. But at this point in the season, they are 20-10. Both Frisco and Springfield right behind. Frisco is 19-11, and Springfield with a couple of rainouts, 19-10. I mention that for this reason. When the Rockhounds pack the bags on Sunday after the completion of this series, they will be on the road for 2 weeks, and they will be facing the two clubs who are right there at the top of the league. Starts with a six-game series at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. That will begin next Tuesday. The series will be on, May 14th through 19th. I knew I had that cheat note. And then it's on to Frisco for a six-game set. The Rockhounds' only visit to the Metroplex this year. That'll be May 21st through 26th. Now, the teams are sneaking up on the halfway point of the first half of this season. That always astounds me how quickly we get to that. When this series is over, it'll be 33 games in the books. 39 is the halfway point. As a matter of fact, 34 is the halfway point. So sneaking right up on halfway through this first half. When you look at the 2 weeks ahead on the road, and not to diminish the next three games at all, every game clearly important, but when the Rockhounds go on the road, it will be a very much a key two-week road trip, as that'll be on into the, what do you want to call it, the second quarter of the 2024 season, and a couple of awfully good clubs await. Pitching matchup and more on the way when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
And as we enter this weekend, by the way, TGIF to you, a very happy Friday. Player poster night at the ballpark tonight. 7 o'clock will be our start time tomorrow. Ma Nature might make tomorrow a little bit dicey, but hopefully will not interrupt the baseball or the post-game fireworks show.
And on Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock first pitch for our family day and a little something extra for the moms in attendance on Sunday. We'll tell you about that as we get into this ball game. So, Rockhounds have taken the first three of this series. And tonight, we'll hand the baseball to Gunnar Hoglund, coming off a terrific performance, the best of his professional career. And that was in the series at Amarillo on May 4th. He went 7 innings, first time in his career he's gone that deep. Gave up just 2 base hits and a walk in a combined shutout. Grant Holman went the last 2 innings in a 6-0 win, a combined 3-hitter. So Gunnar Hoglund takes to the mound after really the finest performance of his career. Gunnar comes into the game 3-1 and ranks among the league's best with a 3.48 earned run average. Hee-Neil Choi will go to the mound for the Drillers in this game. Choi is 0-1, a 9.39 earned run average, but his career numbers and his resume will tell you he is far, far better than that. Started the year with Oklahoma City, the AAA stop on the Dodgers chain, and made 3 starts there. Went 0-1, a 5.27 earned run average. He has exceptional control. His career strikeouts to walks ratio is in excess of 4-1. Struggled a bit at the AAA level, though. He walked 11 and struck out 9. Since coming to the Drillers, this will be his 3rd start, and the damage he's given up has really come back to haunt him. He's given up just 9 hits in 7 2/3 innings, and that's not off the charts at all, but 8 runs have crossed the dish on him, walking 3 and striking out 11. But I would think that 9.39 earned run average is more than a little bit misleading. By the way, tonight is also Cancer Awareness Weekend, tonight and tomorrow. And the guys, I'm really trying to figure out the best way to describe them. They are really, really cool specialty jerseys. They are a black jersey with a pink and white artistic background that crosses the chest and has a circle of back. They're really very difficult, obviously, to describe, but very cool, and they will be auctioned off after tomorrow's game. So Cancer Awareness Weekend, and that's something that touches a lot of lives, mine very much included. And one of the really cool things during the start to just before the 7th inning stretch, the fans, as they came in, and I grabbed one as well, it's a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper that MLB got together with the good folks at the American Cancer Society, and the sheet reads, "I go to bat 4, and then you fill in the name of a loved one, which I have done with my late wonderful wife Peggy. So it's it's going to be a very touching moment as part of our Cancer Awareness Weekend. That will be just before the 7th inning stretch. Hounds in those cool jerseys have taken the diamond. Let's take you downstairs for the anthem. Chavez with our national anthem tonight from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Overcast as the Dickens here, and again, if that's all we get, that's A-OK. Got a chance of some rain over the over the course of this weekend, but for right now, it's just a case of overcast skies. Now, about 76 degrees. We'll double-check all of that in a couple of moments. And to the mound is Gunnar Hoglund, and it's the 12th of Drillers and the Hounds in Game 4 of this six-game series. Gunnar throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
It is breezy and, well, not necessarily that cool, rather comfortable, actually. 74 degrees, the wind. And it's the one time, there's so many of us that we're visiting about it in the press box, just despise working with a closed window because it just takes away some of the feel of the game. But that wind is blowing straight in, anywhere from 14 to 17 miles an hour. And if it's strong enough to rustle the headset microphone in addition to the papers on the desk, well, the window has to stay closed. But, oh, man, like it much better when we can actually feel the air a little bit. But those are the conditions. And from the pitcher's perspective, the wind blowing in, of course, will lengthen the ballpark a little bit, so pitchers probably like it, hitters not so much. For Tulsa, Alex Freeland, who is playing in his third game, and he has already gone 2-for-6 with a home run in this series. Alex Freeland will lead it off, and he's the shortstop. Taylor Young moves to the number two spot in the order. He'll play second base, bat second, Taylor Young, and Dalton Rushing is the designated hitter, and Dalton will again bat third, where he has been through this entire series. Griffin Lockwood Powell, again, will be the cleanup batter. He's the first baseman. Lockwood Powell at first. Here's Gunnar Hoglund. Here's Alex Freeland. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, first pitch of the game is down the middle for a called strike 0-1. Started him off with an off-speed pitch, did Gunnar. 81-mile-an-hour delivery. Freeland waits. Pitch by Hoglund just outside for a ball, maybe a bit high. 1-1. Brendan Davis is the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot. Brendan Davis, Jose Ramos in center field, batting sixth. Ramos in center. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul wide of the first base bag. Well wide over toward the Hounds dugout, 1-2. Diego Cartaya will bat seventh. He'll be behind the plate. Diego Cartaya, the catcher. Austin Beck back in the lineup. The right fielder will bat eighth. Austin Beck in right. And Lolo Sanchez in left field. We'll round it out, the number nine hitter, Lolo Sanchez, in left field. Freeland back in, 1-2 to count. Set by the right-hander, Hoglund's pitch, swung on it, sliced foul out of play off to the left. Freeland, Young, and Rushing up top. Lockwood, Powell, Davis, and Ramos in the middle. And Cartaya, Beck, and Sanchez. Round it out for the Drillers. Hoglund with that little three-step delivery. Uses, fires up high for a ball, 1-1. When he looks in for the sign, Gunnar will have his feet basically pointing toward home plate, or pretty much so. Then that lead left foot takes a step, right foot steps back, and the delivery. Swinging a high pop-up, left side of the infield, wind blowing, Sahid Valenzuela on the move, and he'll make the catch. That, if you're watching that just on MILB TV, that looks so simple and can't understand why he had to run that hard to get to that ball. The wind is strong. It's picked up a little bit, in fact, even since we first took the air. The wind now, the flags are really bristling. So anything hit in the air is going to be an adventure. Saeed makes the catch in foul ground, and Freeland is retired. And here's Taylor Young. Right-handed hitting second baseman. He's had a really good series. First pitch from Gunnar. Just off the outside corner. 1-0. Hitting 277 on the year, and he's hitting 417. Now it's 5-for-12. That's a small sample size, but had a really good series. Takes maybe a bit high. Ball two. 2-0. Not only 5-for-12, he has a couple of doubles. He's driven a home run, led off the ball game, in fact, with a home run earlier in the series. Takes low and in for a ball. 3-0. Now, two doubles, a home run, three driven in. He's walked three times, so Taylor Young has been really in evidence at the top of the order. 3-0 pitch. Now get there for a called strike, 3-1. And time called now at home plate. So Taylor will rewrap the batting gloves. Dalton rushing on deck for Tulsa. Top of the first inning. Young stands back in. Taps that right shoulder with a bat as he waits. There's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Ground ball down the third baseline. That's going to be a fair ball. Just got over the bag. Down into the corner. Colby Thomas will dig it out. But again, just continuing to have a terrific series is Taylor Young. Had a 3-1 pitch. Drove it down the left field line. That's his third double. He's 6-for-13, three doubles and a home run. It's a pretty good performance, I'd say. Here is Dalton rushing now. Left-handed hitter. Oh, check me. This is Brendan Davis. Well, I'm throwing a curveball, or I wrote down the lineup incorrectly. I'm guessing, by the way, I'm going with the... Yeah, we were told Dalton rushing, so this is Brendan Davis. We'll see if there's another change. Did not get that. Runner goes. Diving in head first, although no throw. Stolen base for Young, so he gets to third base with one man down. One ball, no strikes to Brendan Davis. That is Griffin Lockwood Powell on deck, so that part remains the same. Delivery is low and outside for a ball. The count goes 2-0, so Young making something happen here. Runner at third, one away. Infield. Back up the middle, pinching in a bit at the corners. Delivery swung on. There's a fly ball to center field, and that is well struck. That'll be more than deep enough to score the run. So, catch made by Denzel, but jogging home is Taylor Young, and the driller's on the board 1-0. So, Brendan Davis with the sacrifice fly. First run allowed in 10 and a third innings by Gunnar Hoglund. That ball, by the way, was really well hit. It didn't get all that deep into center field. But that's simply because of the wind blowing straight in. Well hit ball by Davis. Now here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. He's swinging. Boy, he rips one into left field. That's a base hit. Over to cut it off is Colby Thomas. And that will, I think, going to try for two. The throw, got a chance, and he is out. Colby got to that ball in a hurry. 7-4 on the putout. Griffin Lockwood Powell with a base hit to left field. We have seen Colby do that several times. In fact, twice now in this series. One run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. But the Drillers are on the board. We've played a half an inning. Tulsa won, and the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Cooper Bowman leads it off to go to the bottom half of the first inning. Drillers on the board, thanks largely to Taylor Young. He and Neil Choi with the first delivery, and they'll find the heart of the plate for a call strike to Cooper. Rockhound second baseman with Jack Winkler again batting second at shortstop, and Colby Thomas in left field. That's been the trio at the top of the order more often than not of late anyway. Pitch swung on, sent right back up the middle, clean base hit. Cooper extends the hit streak to 8 games with a sharp single. Pretty good chance he'll be on the move. So Rockhounds hit the leadoff man on base. Had to go back and double check. I disseminate the lineups, and if you make a mistake on the card, which I have done over the course of the years from time to time, you feel awful. But the change was made by Scott Hennessy, but nobody told us up here. So change in the Tulsa lineup. We'll just take that as it goes. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Throws to second base for one and back on to first. Easy double play. Boy, 1-4-3 just that quickly. Three pitches into this game for Choi, and he has a base hit allowed and a 1-4-3 double play to wipe it away. Jack Winkler hit that sharp one-hopper right back at he and Neal, and he made the play. So base hit wiped away that quickly. Base is empty, two men down, and here's Colby Thomas. Right-handed hitter. This is Choi. Fires a fastball outside. Ball one at 91. Shane McGuire on deck. He's the cleanup batter. And the designated hitter tonight, Shane McGuire on deck. Daniel Susak behind the plate. Catching and batting fifth, Daniel Susak. Pitch by Choi and a swing and a miss. Pitch on the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. He and Neal is not the biggest guy in the order, boy. There's a lot of body going on in that delivery. 6-2, 6-2, 2-10, I guess. Pitch is swung on and down. Says a foul ball. Just foul wide of the bag. Boy, Brendan Davis made a really nice play on it. But it's a foul ball. So Colby, as he is wont to do, loses the batting helmet. It goes flying off. So he'll retrieve the batting helmet. Catcher Diego Cartaya will be a good citizen, pick up the baseball bat. And Colby will come back to home plate with a 1-2 count. Nobody on and two men down here in the first inning. Brennan Malone in the sixth spot. He's the first baseman. Brennan Malone at first. Caden Trinkle in right field batting seventh. Caden is in right. Denzel Clark batting eighth, playing the eighth spot. Denzel Clark, the center fielder. And Saheed Valenzuela, third baseman, batting ninth. Saheed at the hot corner. 1-2 count. Colby Thomas, bases empty. Choi with a stretch. Settles in. Now kicks and delivers, and it's up high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Takes a big, deep breath, does the right-hander. From Seoul, South Korea. Right-hander with a pitch on the way. And that swung on, popped in the air. Right field, wind pushing. Austin Beck. Boy, that ball all the way to the line in right field. So Austin makes the catch, makes a friend by tossing the ball gently onto the grass berm. My goodness, the wind is evident. That ball was going to straightaway right field. When Austin Beck caught it, it was about maybe 5 feet or so, maybe a tinch more off the foul line. So we played one. The Drillers get on the board in a hurry after one inning. Tulsa won. The Rockhounds nothing.
Are you vetting for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We welcome you to Rocky Town, Momentum Bank Ballpark. Friday night baseball, Texas League-style Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, with the hottest act in the Major League Baseball universe at the moment. And Rockhounds, of course, AA affiliate of the Oakland A's. That affiliation going back to 1999. We were talking about that earlier today, and it does not seem possible. But, yeah, 25 years ago. Third affiliation, by the way, for this franchise, a little history for you. The Chicago Cubs, initially from 1972 through 84. The Angels, Los Angeles, Anaheim, California, whichever it might be, from 1985 through 1998. And ever since 1999, the Oakland A's. There's your history. There will be no quiz. And we'll go to the top of the second. And we'll see who will step to the plate. It's going to be Jose Ramos. So Ramos will move up a spot. And we're going to do the lineup piece by piece. Time to time, managers make changes, forget to tell the folks who are doing the ball game. PA and everything else, official scores, everything. Pitch outside for a ball to Ramos. Scorecard is going to look like something you see late night on the Weather Channel. Pitch misses here for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. We'll say at 196, among the top 10 in the league in home runs. Stretching pitch by Hoagland. Ground ball to the shortstop. One long hop. Jack Winkler there makes the play knee high. Throws to first for the out. So Ramos retired. We'll see who comes to the plate now. It's going to be Diego Cartayas. So for everybody, I guess guy's moving up one step. So here is Diego Cartaya. He is the catcher. Looks like Dalton rushing out of the lineup. Pitch called strike from Gunnar 0-1. Cartaya, right-handed hitter. Nobody on, one man down. Stretch by Hoagland. Pitch called strike on the outside edge. 0-2. Cartaya, I ask you for time. 22-year-old, forgive me, from Maracay, Venezuela. That's advanced arithmetic for me tonight. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did not mean to. Boy, turned into it and got him on the hand and the bat. Will be a. Now, Cartaya says he got hit by the pitch. And Scott Hennessy is going to come down and discuss this a little bit. And boy, mention Tulsa trainer Jesse Guffey has been pretty busy in this series, so he's taking a look at the right hand of Cartaya. That's one of those that is really borderline, whether it got the player or the bat or both. And Scott Hennessy, it's a low level, and not really much of an argument. It's not quite a discussion either. They are talking about it at home plate. Brandon Tipton is our home plate umpire. He is from Katy, Texas. Crew chief is Ben Engstrand. He's from West Des Moines, Iowa, at first base. And Trevor Patience from Laguna Niguel, California, is at third base. Boy, that really got Cartaya on the hand or wrist. It looks like he will be okay staying in the game. Jason Guffey. Jesse Guffey, pardon me. Sorry about that, Jesse. Still talking to Diego a little bit. But he will stay in the game, and the count will still be no balls and two strikes. Rockhound shaved Cartaya a little bit to pull to the infield, so he Valenzuela toward the line at third base. Right side of the infield really playing him to pull. Brendan Malone nowhere near the bag at first. Pitch, a bit high and away for a ball, 1-2. Let's see who's in the on-deck circle. I think it's Austin Beck. The 1-2 pitch, swinging a high pop fly. This is going down the right field side. Wind will take this. Cooper Bowman hustling, can't quite get there, and that ball will find the screen and the railing and kicks back out into right field. We've already seen it on the play not long ago. The ball that was caught by Austin Beck near the line, that ball started it straightaway right field. The wind basically blowing in from left field straight into home plate and actually straight toward the first base line. And, man, it is really pushing the baseball. 1-2 to Cartaya. Nobody on, one man down. Second inning, Drillers with an early 1-0 lead in this one. Cartaya set to go. Hoagland's pitch. Down and in. Didn't miss by much. Two balls and two strikes. That is Austin Beck in the on-deck circle. Stretch and 1-2 pitch. Tempted, did not go. Outside, ball three, full count. Hoagland with a stretch, the delivery on the way, and boy, just missed for ball four. He thought he had a strikeout, but instead, that's ball four, so almost draws a walk, or Cartaya does, excuse me. Austin Beck will be the batter. So we'll watch the on-deck circle, and that is Lolo Sanchez. So whoever is replacing Dalton Rushing will go into the number nine spot. in the order. The scorecard is an absolute, total, wonderful mess. Pitch will miss up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. The guy listed fifth is hitting third. I listed sixth hitting fifth, seventh hitting sixth. You get it. One on and one man down. Long set now by Gunner. Short lead at first base. Pitch swung on and missed. Austin a little bit late on that pitch. One ball, one strike. Austin Beck at 298. Again, he was originally an A's farm hand and just never got things going. Injuries really slowed him down, so change of venue in baseball terms really paying off for him. Takes a high strike, and it's 1-2. Austin out of Lexington, North Carolina. One-two set. Cartaya, the base runner, takes up high for a ball. Does Austin count goes 2-2. Short lead for Cartaya. Not a guy who's going to run much. Outfield playing Austin slightly the opposite way. Wind, I would think, has a lot to do with that. He's got some pop. Pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back, and the count will stay. Two balls and two strikes to the Tulsa right fielder. Gunnar Hoglund, originally with the Toronto Blue Jays, came over in the trade that sent former Rockhound Matt Chapman to Toronto. Gunnar gives a glance over the shoulder at the base runner. Now comes set, 2-2 the count. Beck waits from the right side. Pitch swung on and missed, and he got him. Off-speed pitch away. And Beck strikes out swinging. And we'll see who the mystery man will be who gets the late call into the lineup as Lolo Sanchez will come to the plate. And the DH in this game, it appears, will be Brandon Lewis. So he is on deck, and he will bat in the nine spot. One on and two men down. Hoagland set. Pitch swung on, popped in the air. Shallow right center field. Cooper Bowman out, coming in, and I think with a better angle. Yep, there to make the catch is Caden Trinkle. And the inning will come to an end. Pop fly into the wind in shallow right field. And the inning is over. No runs on a walk. No errors and a man left on base. Now we have played an inning and a half. We now have a lineup in place. So what do you say we play some baseball after an inning and a half? Tulsa 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Shane McGuire leads it off. Middle third of the order for the Rockhounds in the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 Tulsa on top. Shane, left-hand hitter, stands in. Choi with the first pitch down around the shoot top, slow and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Daniel Susak will follow, and Brennan Malone will be up third in the second inning. Tulsa with a quick strike. They lead 1-0 in the second. Driller's really shading McGuire to pull with the infield. And now time called, and Diego Cartaya is going to jog out for a visit. defensively, and I think I checked everything, it was the change is Brandon Lewis taking over as DH, and that was to be Dalton rushing. So defensively, Lolo Sanchez is the left fielder. Jose Ramos is in center. Austin Beck is in right. Brendan Davis at third base. Alex Freeland is the shortstop. Kicking the pitch by Choi right down the middle, called strike one and one. Taylor Young at second base, Griffin Lockwood Powell at first, and Diego Cartaya behind the plate for Tulsa. McGuire waits the 1-1 pitch by Choi up and in, almost got him. And Shane thought he got a brush by that pitch, but it was just high and tight, two balls and two strikes. McGuire comes in at 271. Catcher, first baseman, and DH in this game takes. It's inside for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Left-handed hitter has a couple of home runs. He has 10 driven in on the season. Choi comes set. Leads that leg kick. He swings and sends this one foul, does Shane. Got a group of kids on the right field grass berm, diamond-shaped grass berm right side. A couple of them had their gloves. That was a line drive, and I mean that was a hard-hit foul ball line drive, and there was one young guy had that glove, man. He looked ready. Don't know that he really wanted to try to catch that, but he thought he did. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and fouled straight back out of play against the gray skies here this evening, 3-2. He and Neil Choi's delivery is interesting. It's almost like a little double clutch on the lift of the leg when he starts into his motion. And then puts a lot of body behind every pitch. Right-hander is set with a 3-2 count. A leg kick delivery, and as a check swing down and in, they appeal. Did he go? Oh, I say he went. So upon appeal, Shane McGuire out on strikes. Wasn't a lot, but enough to get the strikeout. So Choi with his first strikeout. Shane McGuire retired. Here is Daniel Susak. Right-handed hitting catcher. Daniel still just a little over 200 now. Got up to a slow start. Has hits now in 7 of his last 9 games. He takes inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. And a couple of high prospects. Denzel Clark, Daniel Susak, both with averages under 200 to start this season. Denzel still there. Daniel again just a little over 2 now. Pitch up and away. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Had a 3-hit game on Wednesday evening. Didn't exactly loosen the seams on the ball, but he got 3 base hits. 2-0 pitch. High strike outside half. Count goes 2-1. Those last 9 games, hitting 278 as a home run. It was a grand slam against Corpus Christi, swinging a foul out of play. Count goes 2-2. So certainly coming around a little bit after the slow start. High strikeout total. And we have something, I think, maybe on the grass berm. Home plate umpire is trying to indicate, I think, to maybe to center fielder Jose Ramos that something needs to be attended to. I'm not sure what that is. Boy, good eyesight, though, from behind home plate. Not quite sure. Must have been a ball of some kind. Just a couple of kids over on the left center field, deep left center field grass berm. But something got down on the playing surface, so Ramos does the duty. Thank you, Jose, and he'll get back to his position. The 2-2 count to Daniel Susak. Nobody on and one man down, second inning. Daniel straight away stands spread pretty wide in the box. The 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled straight back to the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He and Neil Choi signed by the Dodgers in 2018 as an international free agent. Been pitching a while, but only 23 years of age. Delivery way low and outside for a ball. And the count goes 3-2. And struggled with command at AAA. Again, that is really pretty unusual for him in his career. 55 walks against 247 strikeouts. That's Well, better than 4.5-1, in fact. 3-2 count here. Susak waits. And a leg kick and pitch. And that is, boy, a called third strike of the knees. And Susak is, boy, disagreeing with that. Low edge strike. Daniel, of course, the Rockhounds catcher, so a pretty good idea about the zone. But a low edge strike, knee high, got him. Two up, two down, both on strikes. A check swing on McGuire and a called third strike on Susak. Now Brennan Malone. Right-handed hitter with that slightly open stance. Brennan takes, called strike, 0-1. Fastball pretty much right down the middle. Outfield really shallow, especially in left and center. And again, that's Ma Nature's doing. Swing, little looper, shallow center field. Coming on as Ramos have to play it on a hop at the base hit. So Brennan Malone, a little flare into center field. Second hit of the game for the Rockhounds. Cooper Bowman took an 0-1 pitch, ripped it up the middle in the bottom of the first inning, and one pitch later, a double play, wiped that one away. So here's Caden Trinkle, left-handed hitting right fielder. Brennan Malone, the base runner, stretch and pitch by Choi, swung on and missed, 0-1 to Caden. And Caden is off to a slow start offensively. He's just pushed that average over the 200 mark to 218. Swings and sends one foul. That's over toward the grass berm as well. Oh, no, that guy caught it. Wow. Folks, that's a genuine, real deal line drive. And a fan with a glove, glad he had the glove. He caught that ball. That could be one of the better defensive plays of the night when all is said and done. The 0-2 pitch. Got him, outside corner, called third strike. So a base hit notwithstanding, Choi strikes out the side. So a couple of innings in the books. A run at the top of the half of the first inning as Tulsa on top. We'll go to the top of inning number 3, Momentum Bank Ballpark. Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Brandon Lewis will lead it off. He is the number 9 hitter in the order. Then back up top for Alex Freeland and Taylor Young. And we'll reset that lineup now that we know it's all in place. Brandon, infielder by trade. First pitch swing, fouls it back from Gunnar Hoglund, 0-1. Lewis, right-handed hitter, comes into 227, 3 home runs, 13 driven in, takes down and away for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. Gunnar Hoglund with a sign from Daniel Susak, 1-1 pitch, sails up and away for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. Gunnar overall making his 7th appearance, his 6th as a starter. Was the piggyback starter with Brady Basso opening night back in early April at Corpus Christi. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, good breaking ball, 2-2. 33 and two-thirds innings coming in, 26 base hits, 10 walks, 33 strikeouts. Good numbers across the board. 2-2 pitch, boy, just missed. Daniel Susak framed that, but didn't get the result he wanted. Count is full to Brandon Lewis. 1.07 whip, and opponent's hitting just 215 against him, but the Drillers have the lead in this one. Swing and a high fly ball right field. Boy, this is heading toward that bullpen. Is that going to get out of here? Reaching up. Yep, it just floats into the right field bullpen. Short porch home run for Brandon Lewis. And if you're a pitcher, that'll drive you out of your mind. Caden Trinkle was standing at the bullpen railing and just could not get to that baseball. You don't see that nearly as often as I thought we would in this park. But when you do, oh, my goodness, it'll drive you to distraction. So Brandon Lewis has his fourth home run of the season. And a watch on the replay. That ball got into the bullpen, I'm guessing, by maybe 10 feet, maybe. Not even that much. Maybe 5 feet, but it got down. Gunner delivers and misses to Alex Freeland for ball one, 1-0. Freeland fouled out to Saeed Valenzuela, his first time up, leading off the ball game. Hoagland's pitch, just low and away, count 2-0. Without the wind, that ball is caught shy of the wall in right field. Another pop-up left side. Saeed again in hot pursuit. Can he get there? Nope, that ball will maybe get the screen and into the seats. So two balls and a strike. But we've seen already how much that wind will affect the baseball, really pushing it left to right as you and I look at it. Well, probably would have been, oh, maybe shy of the track and in right center a little more straight away. Pitch bounces to the plate. The count goes 3-1 to Alex Freeland. But instead, the wind pushed it toward the right field line. That put it in line with the bullpen. In it went. Home run for Brandon Lewis. 2-0. Tulsa leading here in the top of the third. 3-1 stretch and pitch. That ball hit high in the air. Right center field. This is going to be an adventure. Denzel Clark is on the move. Caden Trinkle is there. And Caden will haul it in. Again, just short of the track. So ball had carried a bunch, but not enough to do damage. And one man down for Taylor Young. Doubled and scored in the first inning. Continues to just basically largely terrorize the Hounds in this series. 6-13. He's really made some things happen. Right-handed hitter. Pitch by Hoagland. Good fastball outside half of the plate. Called strike 0-1. Taylor, 5'9", 170, Louisiana native out of West Monroe. Pitch drops down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Right-hand hitter pretty well straight away in a box. He takes. Called strike outside corner 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mentioned Hoagland's last outing. That was at Amarillo. The Rockhounds hosting back-to-back shutouts. And, in fact, we saw three consecutive shutouts at Hodgetown in that series. Absolutely stunning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that is sent back up the middle, but back to make the play is Cooper Bowman. Pitch got in on Taylor a little bit, and he just hits that soft line drive. Cooper Bowman backpedals into the center field, shallow center, and makes that catch. So Looper to second. Two men are out. And the batter is Brendan Davis. Sacrifice fly, his first time up. 13th RBI of the season for Brendan with that closed stance as he stands in. Tells the third baseman. Picks. Pass ball. Got there. Called strike inside edge. When the Sodpoodles and Rockhounds took the diamond at Hodgetown last week on Thursday of that series, there had been 14 shutouts in 277 games at Hodgetown and Amarillo. And the teams combined for three in the next three games. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike two. Davis getting picked on with a couple of strikes right on the border. 0-2. By the way, I mentioned earlier a little franchise history. Going to take you all the way back to 1975 in our retrospective upcoming. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-2. Our two episodes or two chapters this evening, talking about the Cubs' days. They had a pretty interesting battle in 1975, and in fact, with this franchise, a swing and a bouncer foul, the count is 1-2. We will tell you the tale, but in 1975, the Cubs faced the Lafayette, Louisiana Drillers. And that is now the Tulsa franchise. Well, again, something getting off the grass berm. Got a pretty highly populated berm, or solidly so, in right field. And they're playing with the ball, and the ball got loose. So it does delay the game. Nobody on, two down, solo home run, Brandon Lewis starting this inning. The pitch, and that boy just missed inside, 2-2. Griffin, Lockwood, Powell would be next. Hoagland with a 2-2 pitch, and that's bounced foul into his own dugout. Ducking out of the way was Taylor Young. Taylor was walking from the near side down to the far side of the dugout, and that ball, apparently he saw it coming. Two balls, two strikes. Second time. 2-2 pitch. Now it's toward third. Foul ball. Nope, Scott Hennessy. Scott, I'm not going to tell anybody he didn't make that play. That's pretty sharply hit, though. Tulsa manager trying the barehanded play. Count stays 2-2. Base is empty. Two down with a run across here in the third. Stretch and pitch by Hoagland. Drops down low. Ball three. Gunner with a strikeout, a walk in this game. First run scoring on a double, a stolen base, and a sacrifice fly in the first inning. And moments ago, Brandon Lewis makes it 2-0 with a home run. 3-2 count. Hoagland with a payoff. Swung on a bounced foul again. So Brendan Davis extending this plate appearance now to 10 pitches. Rockhounds really play him way off first base with Brendan Malone. He's not quite halfway to second base, but he's close. 3-2 pitch, and that's hit high in the air, right side, on the move. Caden Trinkle, can he get there? I think that'll be blown. Yeah, that'll be onto the grass berm. Herd of kids goes after that. Always kind of looks like a small-sized rugby scrum when they go after that foul ball. Good number of kids on the right field berm. So that's 5-2 strike foul balls. Brendan Davis really doing battle here. 3-2 pitch again. Swings and sends the ball in the left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Boy, good AB by Davis. Over to cut it off is Denzel Clark. Bobbled the ball a little bit. Davis was already on his way to second. So a two-out double well earned on an 11-pitch at bat. And Davis jumped on that pitch and drove it in the gap to left center field. Clark and Thomas converged on it, but Davis runs pretty well, and he got to second base with ease. Denzel did bobble the ball, but it would not have mattered. So four base hits for the Drillers in this game, three of them for extra bases. The batter is Griffin Lockwood Powell. 2-0 Drillers on top with one on and two men down. Hoagland's pitch. Fastball runs high. One ball, no strikes. Lockwood Powell at 264. He's had a good series. 4-for-11. Double, a home run. He's driven in four runs in the first three games of this series. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and popped in the air. Shallow center field. Cooper Bowman, I think, will be the man after this. Not going to get called up by Denzel Clark, and he will make the catch on the run. Coming in toward the infield. Again, anything hit into the air, as the line used to go, it's not just a job, it's an adventure. Take you back to 1975 and actually these two franchises in our franchise retrospective. Our franchise was born in 1972 as the Midland Cubs. In 75, season number four, manager Doc Edwards and his team put together what is still the best single season record in franchise history. The Cubs went 81-53, edging Shreveport by just two games to win the West Division pennant. Sidebar, Texas League geography was creative in 1975. There were two teams based in Louisiana. One, Lafayette, was in the East Division. The other, Shreveport, was in the West. Go figure. There were also no half seasons then, so the Cubs met Lafayette for the league championship.
That franchise is now the Tulsa Drillers, and just as Tulsa did here in 2017, the Lafayette Drillers won the first two games of the best-of-five series at what was then Cubs Stadium. After a travel day, the teams are all set to go in Lafayette, but are facing a new mutual adversary, Mother Nature. They spend 2 days watching rainfall before the skies clear just long enough for the teams to play the only playoff doubleheader in league history. The Cubs sweep, and that forces a decisive Game 5. The game was never played. The rains came back and would not relent. Minor league playoffs must be completed within a designated time frame, and time ran out. The Cubs and Drillers shared the 1975 Texas League title. Little did anyone know it would be two decades before the franchise's next appearance in the title series and 30 years before the first outright championship would be won. Denzel Clark just made that catch to end the top of the third. He leads it off in the home half of the frame and takes outside from Keanu Choi. One ball and no strikes. Now Denzel, a 170. He's still trying to get things going in 2024. High prospect swings and misses. And, well, that has been, as the Bard once wrote, that's been the rub. Denzel, 44 strikeouts. His numbers, by the way, are now 100 at-bats exactly. 17 for 100 with 44 strikeouts. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So it's one time when figuring a percentage is very, very easy. Denzel is striking out in terms of at-bats 44% of the time. Boy, just not going to have success with that high a number. He's got a whole bunch of talent, but a swing and a miss out on strikes, and that has really been the story. That's four strikeouts for Choi in this ball game. He's given up two hits, struck out four, no walks. And here's Saheed Valenzuela, went 1-for-4 with an RBI single in his 2024 debut a couple of nights ago. Mentioned Gunnar Hoglund's last time out was an outstanding 7 innings of shutout work against Amarillo. Choi delivers, that's called strike down the middle. Well, Lee O'Neill on May 4th was pitching for AAA Oklahoma City against Sugarland, the Space Cowboys. A stretch and pitch. Popped in the air down the left field side, and that will drift out of play. And the count is 0-2. And against Sugarland on May 4th, he went 6 innings. They were shut out innings. I'm sorry, he gave up 1 run, I beg your pardon. Did not give up a hit. But he walked 4, struck out 3. And next thing you know, he was on his way to Tulsa and makes his third start now since joining the Drillers. Oh, I think something again got off the berm in center field. Well, you want the kids to have a good time, but got to keep a better harness on that baseball out there. Nobody on, one man down. Choi. First time through the order, couple of hits, he's whiffed four and has an 0-2 count here to Saheed. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Last of the third. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back. That'll rattle around underside of the roof of the ballpark and down into the seats. 0-2 the count. Saheed was in the Arizona complex with an ankle injury, but he says he's fine now. Pitch high and away for a ball, so his season got up to a slightly late start. Two of the names that I looked for out of spring training, Saheed was certainly one of them. He really contributed a year ago. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Choi. Swings and sends one back up the middle. Clean base hit for Saheed Valenzuela. One man on and one man down. Well, that's a good AB. Got down 0-2. Fouled one away and then sends a sharp line drive up the middle. Third base hit for the Rockhounds in this one. One on and one man down. Here's Cooper Bowman. Mentioned was looking for Saheed. The other name that doubt we are going to see this year and what has to be driving him crazy, Drew Swift, and I don't know the nature of the injury, but he's on the 60-day injured list. And, boy, again, he had a really solid and then some year in 23. Here's Cooper with one on and one man down. Looks to bunt, drops one down, third baseline, going to roll foul, boys. Good idea. If that ball stays fair, no chance to get Bowman. But again, it
did rule foul 0-1 to Cooper. Mentioned Denzel Clark, for example, with exactly 100 at-bats. Sometimes round numbers can really tell you a lot. Cooper Bowman is still under 200 for the season, but he has been well under 200. Coming into this game, he has extended the streak, so we can talk about streaks. He has a base hit in this one. He's now hit in 8 games in a row. In the 7 games prior to tonight, he was 8 for 32. That's 250. And again, that's a pretty good, just a watermark when you're struggling. Pitch up high for a ball, it's 1-1. And while 250 isn't a real high average, in that 7-gamer, 2 doubles, 2 homers, 9 driven in, 6 runs scored. Here's a 1-1 stretch. Choice pitch, swung on, looped back up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. I like gamesmanship. Taylor Young trying to deke Saheed Valenzuela into thinking that ball was going to be caught, but it wasn't. So Cooper, 2-for-2 in this one. And again, minor league baseball is always such a fascinating combination of course, fans obviously root for their team to win games, and everybody certainly has that desire, no question. But minor league baseball, of course, first and foremost, is about developing players. But for Cooper Bowman, he becomes, I think, really important to this team with Jacob Wilson's promotion, because Cooper is a type of player, can be a real catalyst at the top of the order. Jack Winkler takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Bounced into a 1-4-3 double play his first time up. Sharply hit ball right back up the middle that he and Neal made a good play on. Choi comes set. 2-1-1 out. Pitch to Jack. Swings. Line drive. Left center field. Going to sink. Going to drop. That ball may get down, and it will. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Here comes Cooper, and he will score without a problem at all. 2-run double. Tie the game, Jack Winkler. Boy, into the wind, low line drive. Winkler on an 0-1 pitch, and boy, he absolutely ripped that one into the teeth of the breeze. So Saheed Valenzuela comes around from second to score easily. And again, Cooper Bowman, if he gets ahead of steam, tremendous speed. So we're brand new at 2 apiece. Runner in scoring position, and Colby Thomas takes down and in for ball 1. Jack Winkler's 18th and 19th RBIs. He's right behind Colby Thomas now for the team lead. And Jack now has reached base in 10 games in a row, and it's been pretty impressive. Pitch swung on and missed. Colby Thomas had serious damage in mind with that swing. 1-1. Jack Winkler in his last 10 games hitting right about .350, including that double and the 2 runs driven in. 1-1 pitch to Colby. Jammed him, and the pitch fouled back. Count is 0-2. Check me, make it 1-2. Beg your pardon. Shane McGuire on deck. Denzel Clark struck out to start this inning, and since then, the Rockhounds now 3 consecutive base hits. Singles by Valenzuela and Bowman. 2-run double by Winkler. 1-2 set. Choi with a look at the runner. Comes back with a backup pitch that's fouled back to the screen. And the count stays 1-2. Colby at .304. And I know batting averages, I guess, not looked at quite as closely as it used to be. But I don't know. You're hitting .300. That still has a pretty nice ring to it. 1-2 set. Pitch to Colby. Pops this one up. Right side in the breeze. Looking up is Lockwood Powell, and the first baseman makes the catch. Griffin handling that with ease. Popped out to the first baseman. 2 men down. And the batter, Shane McGuire. Rockhounds rallying back to tie the ball game. Drillers with single runs in the first and third. Rockhounds get the 2-run double here in the last of the third inning. And Winkler will take the walking leadoff second as Shane McGuire stands in. Struck out on a check swing his first time up. Left-handed hitter, pickoff play at second close, but Winkler gets back in. Pretty good pickoff move. Play was at least relatively close. McGuire waits, and shortstop Freeland bluffing in behind the runner, but no throw, and instead a pitch to the plate taken for a strike 0-1. when outfield in left and center is playing really shallow. They're about halfway between the infield and the outfield wall. 0-1 pitch, bounced foul up the first baseline. 0-2 now to McGuire. And we've seen the wind already very much in evidence. And see if I can get the Weather Channel to update us on the velocity, but it's blowing and it's blowing hard. Here's the 0-2 set. Pitch swung on, rolled out towards shortstop. Freeland is there, handles a little bit of the kick, throws the first for the out. Well, the Rockhounds come up with three consecutive base hits, and they have squared this ball game. We'll give you some totals in a moment. At the end of three, score now reads Tulsa 2, Rockhounds 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
We have played three. Tulsa takes the early 2-0 lead. Rockhounds equalize on a Jack Winkler double, a two-run double. And Jose Ramos leads it off as we go to the top of inning number four. Gunnar Hoglund to face Ramos to start it. First pitch swing and a high pop-up. Going to right center field, wind carrying. That ball is tough to track down. Caden Trinkle will make that catch. That almost looked like it was going to the left side of the infield. It winds up in right field almost straight away, and Caden Trinkle hauls it in. So Ramos skies out in the first pitch of the top of the fourth inning and a fly ball to right field, and Diego Cartaya is the batter. Taylor Young, a one-out double, stole third. Brendan Davis drove it home with a sacrifice fly for the game's first run. And the top of the first. Backup pitch from Hoagland called strike to Cartaya. Solo home run into the short porch bullpen, windblown, but got down for Brandon Lewis. He has four home runs now in the season. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1 to Cartaya. Made it 2-0. Back-to-back singles, Saeed Valenzuela and Cooper Bowman. And a double to the gap in left center field brought them both home off the bat of Jack Winkler. Pitch to the corner down and away, and it's 2-1 to Cartaya. Diego walked his first time up. Right-handed hitter ever so slightly open on the stance, the 2-1 pitch, and that's fouled high in the air off to the right out of play. So through three, Tulsa two runs on four base hits. Rockhounds two runs on five hits. The game has been errorless. Each team has left two men on base. Rockhounds have bounced into a double play, and Tulsa had a batter thrown out trying to stretch a single to a double. Pitch to the corner, called third strike. And walking away is Cartaya. Good pitch by Hoagland, knee high on the outside edge. That's basically the same pitch, I think, on which Daniel Susak was called out on strikes. Which means that's a consistent call. At least it appears that way from back here. That's the amateur's eye view from the press box. Here's Austin Beck. Struck out his first time up. Austin takes down low to the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This game four of the series, Hounds have won the first three. Rockhounds with six consecutive victories coming in, and Tulsa has dropped six in a row. 1-0 pitch, outside off the corner. Count now two balls and a strike. Teams play tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, with fireworks to follow the game. And Sunday in the afternoon, Mother's Day, 1 o'clock. Pitch down and away, ball 3, 3-0. Nobody on, two men down. Lolo Sanchez is the on-deck batter. Beck waits, 3-0 pitch. Strike called outside half. Austin taking all the way, 3-1. Hounds, as mentioned in the pregame, will be on the road for 2 weeks starting after Sunday's game. High fly ball, right field. Wind pushing. Trinkle there. And he will haul it in. I was watching on the, actually on the camera just to make sure. Yeah, it was a two-handed catch in right field by Caden Trinkle. There is nothing absolutely positively routine about a fly ball in this game. For the first time in the contest, either team going up and down in order as Tulsa goes 1-2-3. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, little trivia, take you back to a really cool setting and a pretty remarkable performance. After 3.5, Tulsa 2, Hounds 2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class, so we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Daniel Susak to lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning in a 2-2 tie. Daniel called out on strikes his last time, first time in the ball game, and didn't care for it much, a swing and a foul back. And his opposite number, Diego Cartaya, the Tulsa catcher, called out on almost the exact same pitch. 0-1 to Daniel, Brendan Malone and Caden Trinkle to follow in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. 0-1 pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Well, on this date, the longest ever no-hitter in organized baseball history, it was a long time ago, longest no-hitter, at least by one pitcher, in professional baseball history, swing and a miss as Susak chases one up and out of the zone, so this time it's a three-pitch whiff. For Hee-Yoo Choi, his fifth strikeout, two of them at Daniel Susak's expense. And it's one down for Brendan Malone, single his first time up. So how many innings was it? Longest no-hitter in organized baseball history. Called strike to Malone on the upper part of the zone outside half of the plate, 0-1. Brendan, right-handed hitter. Open stance, swings, line drive, right side, base hit. Brendan Malone, 2-for-2. He got off to a very solid start on the season and then went into a little bit of a struggle. Malone now is hitting a couple of games in a row, but his last 16 games coming into this one, hitting just 140, so it's been a bit of a struggle. He has contributed, though. He's scored 12 runs. He's drawn some walks. And he's got a 2-for-2 ball game going here. One on with one out for Caden Trinkle. A swing and a miss, 0-1. I got sidetracked, and now I'm kicking myself for it because I want to give you the background on this no-hitter. It was a long time ago. You've never heard of the pitcher who did it. It was not in the major leagues. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's fouled back. But it was the longest no-hitter in organized baseball history, according to nationalpastime.com, and they are pretty smart people. So how many innings? And it's not astronomical, but when you think about it, no-hitter, pretty impressive, and there's such a cool backdrop with it. And I meant to look up a town, and I got sidetracked, forgot to do it. I remembered about five pitches ago, and that's really convenient since the ball game is now going. Pitch down low, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Caden Trenkel struck out looking his first time up, left-handed hitting right fielder. Runner at first base, Brennan Malone. Will run from time to time, not a huge stolen base threat, but can go from time to time. Draws a throw here from Choi. Trenkel at the plate, Denzel Clark waiting on deck. Two all tied. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch from Choi swung on and missed. And boy, again, puts a lot of everything into that delivery, and Caden couldn't catch it. 87 miles an hour. It was up in the zone, and Trenkel swings right through it. So Caden 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts, and here's Denzel. So Choi has now struck out six batters in this ballgame. Here's Denzel. He was a strikeout victim his first time. One on, two out. Backup pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Saeed Valenzuela waiting on deck. Set by Choi. Average lead from Malone on at first base. Two men out. Pitch to Denzel. Swings and fouls it back to the screen. 0-2. We'll see what becomes of this plate appearance. And Denzel extends the inning. We'll give you our trivia answer and a little bit of background to it. Longest no-hitter in organized baseball history thrown on this date about 4,000 years ago. 0-2 stretch. Pitch from Denzel. Swung on and missed. He is out on strikes. And boy, that has been the M.O. of the season, I guess you'd say, for Denzel. So four innings in the books, trivia answer coming up. And after four complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Tulsa 2, Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top half of the fifth inning, a 2-2 tie, Rockhounds and Tulsa Drillers. Drillers will send Lolo Sanchez, Brandon Lewis, who was homered in this game, and Alex Freeland back to the top of the order, 8-9-1 here in the fifth. Goes all the way back, does our trivia, to 1909, and it wasn't a big league game, it was a bluegrass league game. And a guy named Fred Tony was pretty good. Pitch, boy, high strike. This, interesting, that looked a little high to me, and Lolo Sanchez took a moment, heard the strike call, and then paused for about 1,001, then looked back at home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. Here's the 0-1. Down and away for a ball, one ball, one strike. Sanchez flew out to right field his first time. Well, Fred Tony had it going for the Winchester Hustlers on this date against the Lexington Colts, just swinging a foul back. And either both the Hustlers and the Colts pitched really well, or maybe the Hustlers and the Colts couldn't hit very well, one of the two. But the game went 17 innings.
And Trent Toney was the winning pitcher in a 17-inning no-hitter, the longest in organized baseball history. 1-2 pitch, punched foul, still 1-2 to Sanchez. A couple of things about it, and I'm just kicking myself because I forgot to look up where Winchester might be. I'm guessing it was kind of a, in 1909, whole different time, space, and dimension, but kind of a quiet town. Pitch swung on, ground ball, third base, handled by Saeed. Sets up, throws, got it. One man down. Sanchez bounces out to third, one away in the fifth inning for Brandon Lewis. Homered his first time up. Got one up in the breeze, and it settled into the right field bullpen. And all Caden Trinkle could do was just watch it float away. So I don't know where Winchester was or is. I'm guessing it's still there, but kind of cool. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play. This was, of course, 1909, so this would have been a day game. And apparently word was spreading around town that Fred Toney was throwing a no-hitter. And it had turned out 17 innings. It was a high fly ball, right field, Trinkle again. Looking, drifting, he's nothing easy out there. He will haul it in. Fly ball out, Brandon Lewis this time, short of doing any damage, and here's Alex Freeland. So it really became, apparently anyway, the talk of the town in Winchester. And as the game went along, more and more people went to the ballpark and watched as Fred Toney and the Winchester Hustlers were in a scoreless tie with Lexington for 16 innings. It was a high fly ball again, right field. Again, Caden Trinkle. Third burst, same as the first. Fly ball to right field, handled by Caden. So Freeland flies out to right. And for Gunnar Hoagland now, he has retired the last seven batters he has faced. And we are midway through this game. I'll give you the last of the background of the no-hitter. Some really cool stuff from a long time ago coming up. Midway through the ball game, Rockhounds 2, Tulsa 2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds.
As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly. A challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Last half of the fifth inning, a 2-2 tie. Saeed Valenzuela leads it off. Switch hitter from the left side. Cheating well in. Brendan Davis at third base. Saeed takes over the outside half. Called strike from Neil Choi. Both pitchers very solid in this game. A little bit of damage, but not much. 0-1 pitch. And Saeed sends a sharply hit ball. That'll be knocked down by the second baseman. Retrieves, throws, and good play by Taylor Young. Got in by a step. That ball was kind of a soft line drive. It bounced almost at Taylor's feet. So he made the catch. I don't know if we're going to get a second look at it here. He deflected the ball and then just hung onto it. It's a nice play. Deflected. Ball then came down into the glove, turned and threw, and got Valenzuela for the out. Good play by Taylor Young. Kind of an awkward place where that ball bounced right in front of him. Here's Cooper. 2-for-2 in this game. Swings and fouls it back. Finish the thought on Cooper Bowman, by the way, coming in. 7-game hit streak. He's extended it, so we can talk about streaks. He was 8 for 32 in his last seven games. That's 250. Won't get you into Cooperstown. But so often you talk about it, you're under 200 for the year at 180, so he's bumped that up a little in this game. So that's job number one, get to 200. And if you can find your way back to 250, it's a good benchmark. Here's a pop-up right side of the infield. Taylor Young, boy, that ball took a little bit of forever to get there. Pop out to second base quickly. Two up, two down. Taylor Young handling both plays. And the batter, Jack Winkler, one for two with a game-tying two-run double. So for Cooper Bowman, again, he's going to be at the top of the order almost every day. Let's see that average continue to climb. Can do really, really good things. Get on base, and again, he is the type of player with power and speed can really be a catalyst. Jack Winkler takes high for a ball, 1-0. Looking back to that bluegrass game back in 1909, Fred Tony, 17-inning no-hitter over Lexington, 1-0, swinging the foul back. So as the game went along, 17 innings of baseball, and of course it didn't take all that long back then, but people around town started to hear about it. They migrated to the ballpark over the course of the 17 innings and watched. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, 1-2 to Winkler. And when the game went into the books, it was a walk-off squeeze bunt in the last of the 17th inning. And I don't know if the Hustlers and Colts were exactly offensive juggernauts, but 1-0 on a walk-off squeeze bunt that gave Tony his no-hitter. It's a swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Jack Winkler. So five in the books, totals coming up. And one other just final quick note of that no-hitter. It was a very quick inning. We'll sneak in one more here in a moment. Hounds go in order for the first time. We go to the top of the sixth and a 2-2 tie.
Love really good produce?
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Tulsa got the first two, the Rock Downs the next two, and that's where we stand after five innings. Drillers in this game, two runs on four hits, Rock Downs two runs on six hits. Game has been errorless. Tulsa has left two men on base, had one batter thrown out trying to extend a single to a double. The Hounds have left three men on and bounced into a double play. First run of the game, a double by Taylor Young, one out in the top of the first inning. Stole third, scored on Brendan Davis's sacrifice fly. Brandon Lewis found the short porch bullpen and right with a solo home run in the third. And in the bottom half of the third inning, Saeed Valenzuela and Cooper Bowman with back-to-back base hits and Jack Winkler with a two-run double. And that is where we stand, top of the sixth inning. Gunnar Hoagland back to work and Taylor Young. He's been really good in the series. He's 6 for 14. He has been, to use that word we mentioned a couple of moments ago, he's been a catalyst for the Drillers. He takes up and in here for a ball from Gunner. One ball, no strikes. 7 o'clock tomorrow, fireworks are scheduled after the game. And 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, family day to wrap up the quick home stand. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. Hounds beginning next Tuesday will be in Springfield, Missouri. Love that stop at Hammonds Field. And then the long road trip continues down to Frisco for a six-game set a week from Tuesday with Frisco. The 2-0 pitch fouled away, 2-1. Drillers head for home. They will host division rival Wichita. Windsurger playing good baseball of late. Went off to a miserable start on the year. They're a half game ahead of Tulsa in the North Division standings overall. So a six-game set starts at One Oak Field next Tuesday evening. 2-1 to Taylor Young. Brendan Davis and Griffin Lockwood Powell to follow. Powell to follow, swinging the foul out of play, and it's 2-2. Talking about that no-hitter. Long time ago. Fred Tony for the Winchester Hustlers. I kind of like that. When the no-hitter was completed, it became the talk of the town. And remember, that's 1909, so, you know, cell phones were probably limited. 2-2 pitch, fouled away. And I love it. They celebrated in Winchester when Fred Tony completed the 17-inning no-no with the ringing of the church bells in town. Just a different time, space, and dimension all the way around. Longest no-hitter in organized baseball history. 2-2 pitch, line left field. That'll sink and drop, base hit. Boy, again, he is just enjoying his stay in West Texas, his Taylor Young. Line drive, base hit. Seven in a row, retired prior to that by Gunnar Hoglund, but now leadoff man is on base in a 2-2 tie. Five base hits for Tulsa. Taylor Young has two of them. Brendan Davis has had a good game, a sack fly and a double in two trips. Doubled his last time up to left center, really good at bat. He got down 0-2. Extended it with 5 2-strike foul balls, and on the 11th pitch he saw, doubled in the gap to left center. And time called down. And Taylor Young went back into the bag. I think he went back in kind of hard, so he... going to stretch out a little bit, make sure he's okay. Get a pat on the backside from his first base coach, and we're ready to go. One on and nobody down, top of the sixth inning. A 2-2 tie, but the Drillers have the leadoff man on base. Hoglund set, Davis waits. Pitch swung on and pop foul. Straight back and out of play. It's 0-1. The top of inning number six. Davis, that's closed stance, waggling the bat. Didn't mean to, turns into a pitch and fouls it away. Count is 0-2. Griffin Lockwood Powell is on deck. Stadium light starting to take effect. And under a dome of gray, clouds have actually thinned a little bit. Tomorrow expecting rain, at least in the early stages of the day. Throw to first base, getting back in is Taylor Young. Young with that steal in the first inning. That's his ninth steal in 11 attempts. Hounds, by the way, are third in all of AA baseball in stolen bases. Unusual. This franchise pitch up and in for a ball, 1-2. Brendan Davis at 276 coming into the game. RBI was his 13th. Hoglund set, runner goes, pitch is swung on, bounce toward third base. It'll be a tough play, so he makes it, double clutches, throws, and got him. And coming to third is Taylor Young. That is really good base running. Taylor Young was running. That ball on a bounce to Saheed, and as he made the play in that long across the diamond throw, Young never slowed down and takes third base. That is really good base running. Puts a runner at third with one man down. Now the batter with the infield in, it's Griffin Lockwood Powell. 2-2 tie, infield in here in the sixth inning, and Powell takes up an inning. Lockwood Powell up high for ball one. Griffin, a single in the first inning. He was thrown out by Colby Thomas trying to extend it to a double and popped out to shallow center his last time. Stretch by Gunner. Pitch to the plate, swung on, popped up on right field. That's going to carry. Caden Trenkel going back toward the bullpen, and it's gone. Another one just cleared the railing into the bullpen. That's twice. Gunnar Hoglund stands with hands on hips at the base of the mound. Well, I mean, Caden Trenkel almost just reached and got that ball. It just floated into the bullpen. No disrespect intended whatsoever. Home run for Lockwood Powell, and it's 4-2 Tulsa. To watch this again on the replay, I guarantee you this ball did not get 3 feet into the bullpen on a high fly ball. Yep, Caden just missed it. But that is the nature of the ballpark, and sometimes it'll come back and bite you. And Gunnar Hoglund, it's come back on him twice in this game. Throws a backup pitch to Jose Ramos for a strike. It does not matter which team is getting those types of home runs. I've never cared for the short porch here. And again, hey, I love this ballpark. I've loved it ever since it was built. But, oh, my goodness, that short porch. I don't know. One ball, one strike to count. Two runs across. Swing and a foul ball. And again, tip your cap. Taylor Young, boy, he has truly, I'll use the word for the third time, not to overuse it, but boy, has he been a catalyst for Tulsa in this series. Really has. He homered on the second pitch of the series on Tuesday afternoon, doubled and scored on Wednesday, singled and scored in the third inning yesterday. There's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Jose Ramos. And like Denzel Clark, Jose Ramos, a very high strikeout total. That is his 49th strikeout of this season. And here comes Gregorio now out of the Hounds dugout. So that's going to be it for Gunnar Hoglund. Well, no matter, again, no matter who you like, who you don't like, who you're rooting for, any of that stuff, boy, he has really had just a little bit of baseball snake bite in this ballgame. But again, nature of the ballpark, you get it up in that air and high fly balls, whether it's a calm night, very reachable, and in this case the wind is pushing a little bit that way. And the short porch has been huge. Solo home run, Brandon Lewis in the third, and now the two-run home run here by Griffin Lockwood Powell. That is his fifth home run of the year, RBIs 13 and 14. And Austin Briggs will come on to relieve Gunnar Hoglund. So they'll come on with the bases empty. And two men down. Well, Gunnar's last time out was at Hodgetown in Amarillo, and that is the hitter's ballpark in this league. And he got through seven scoreless innings in that one. This ballpark is actually largely pitcher-friendly, but obviously that right field area. And if you are not familiar with the ballpark, the right field bullpen, which is the home bullpen, sits in front of the main outfield wall where the billboard signs are. And it's cordoned off by a 4.5-foot-high fence. And so, as you might expect, and it's not very deep down that line, about 325. So that is very accessible, and that's been the case a couple of times here in this one. So 4-2, the Drillers with the lead. And it'll be Diego Cartaya to face Austin Briggs. So 5 2/3 for Gunnar. Some six base hits, a couple of them here in this inning. Four runs, they will all be earned. Walked one, struck out three. And Austin Briggs now to face Diego Cartaya. 4-2, Tulsa leads. High fly ball, right field. Going back again is Caden, but this time he'll make the play. That was just a high fly to very shallow right field. So Cartaya flies out on one pitch, and the inning will come to an end. Well, let's talk a little pitching. Pretty cool stuff on our franchise retrospective.
The 1975 Cubs team that shared a league title featured a young reliever who had turned his career around by developing a split-finger fastball, which virtually no one was using at that time. It was the pitch that would pave his way to Cooperstown. Bruce Sutter was a member of the Cubs here for two seasons, part of 1974 and all of 75 when he helped the Cubs to that shared title, and he was pitching at Wrigley Field the following year. Bruce posted a 1.96 ERA in 49 games over the two seasons in West Texas, and he went on to earn 300 career saves in the show, pitching for the Cubs, Cardinals, and Braves. He was a World Series champion with St. Louis in 1982 and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006. A few years later, a young Cubs pitcher was having a quite different experience here. In his two seasons in West Texas, his ERA was over 5.5. He struck out 117 batters and walked 213. Oh, by the way, he's in Cooperstown, too. Lee Smith figured it out. The big right-hander went on to pitch 18 big league seasons with a 3.03 ERA and a nearly 3-to-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. Lee was elected to the Hall in 2019. His 478 saves are third in Major League history, behind only Trevor Hoffman and Mariano Rivera. A very cool sidebar. The first save of Lee Smith's career came here
in 1978 as a member of the Midland Cubs.
Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 2, bottom half of the sixth inning. Hounds have sent Colby Thomas, Shane McGuire, and Daniel Susak. It's Keanu Choi. First pitch on the way, and that sails up high for a ball, 1-0. Colby 0-2. Spilling that to right field, popped out to first base. Wind continues to absolutely bristle. The pitch she called strike up there on the inside half. One ball and one strike. Keanu Choi now into his sixth inning of work. He's given up two runs on six hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts. Comes set. Delivers down and away for a ball. Ryan Henry mentioned out of Seoul, South Korea, 23 years of age. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch, and that is rolled toward first base. Pitcher to cover. Gets there in plenty of time, and Colby is out. 3-1 goes to put out. Lockwood Powell to Choi. Went away in the sixth. Shane McGuire. We'll see how time allows us in this game, but I got two little segments of our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. There's a really cool mention on MLB.com today. It's on their main page. Talking about a Dodgers prospect and a former driller. Pitched down and in to Shane McGuire for ball one. Pitcher Gavin Stone, who was doing really good things for LA. He was tremendous with Tulsa in 2022. He's the 1-0. Outside and high for a ball, 2-0. Gavin made 14 appearances, 13 as a starter for Tulsa in the 2022 season at a 1.60 ERA. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and a swing, and a missed big cut by Shane comes up empty. He's 0-2. He's struck out and bounced to short. Dodgers, they're a little bit scary. I mean, they're missing almost a full rotation or close to it, if you include Shohei especially. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-1. And that they've won seven in a row after kind of a middle-of-the-road start, but goodness, that lineup. And then you get terrific young pitchers such as Gavin Stone, the former Tulsa driller. Pitch outside, ball four. Shane draws another walk, first issued by Choi in the game. Again, Shane will draw his share. He struck out in the second inning. That was his 11th, but he walks here. That's his 13th walk of the season against those 11 strikeouts. Tying run to the plate in the form of Daniel Susak. And Diego Cartaya is walking slowly to the mound, and now Scott Hennessy will join him. So Scott asking for time. And we'll see if that'll be it for Keanu Choi. Hasn't made the sign just yet, has Scott? And now he does. So I'll give you one other road to the show. It's one of my favorites for so many reasons. Crazy numbers and interesting strategies. We'll cover that here in a couple of moments. So it's 5 1/3 for Choi. Pitches into the sixth inning. Gives up six base hits, two runs. He's responsible for base runner Shane McGuire. Tulsa with a 4-2 advantage. And the Drillers will go and get a right-hander. It's the pat on the back from Scott Hennessy. I think it's Jack Little who will come on. There we get a look at the number. Love those TV numbers on the front of the jerseys. These have Drillers across the chest in that Dodger script. And as the Dodgers have been doing for years and years and years and years, the TV numbers, as they are called, in the front of the jersey in red. So right-hander Jack Little is on the pitch. Tell you the tale on our road to the show from Astound Broadband. An amazing game played in college baseball. Florida State and Maryland. This was yesterday's date in 1999. Can that be right? I believe that is. Florida State and Maryland. the Terrapins. And by the game, was played at College Park, and I will tell you why that's painful here. Florida State beat Maryland that day 26-2. 26-2. Wouldn't have that anymore. Of course, you have the run rule now. And a guy who went on to become a member of the Rockhounds, and that's right, because he joined the Hounds about the time this ballpark was built in 2002. His name was Marshall McDougall. Was a good prospect. He really didn't do much. Got to the major leagues, a cup of coffee, had 18 games with the Rangers. But on yesterday's date, May 9th, 1999, he went out of his mind good. Now here is Jack Little to face Daniel Susak. And misses with the first pitch, one ball, no strikes. One on, one man down, bottom of the sixth. Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 2. Susak, right-handed hitter, waits. Pitch from Little, the right-hander. Swings, fouls it back, one and one. Marshall came up in the ballgame, and his first time up, he got a single. And in his second time up in that game, he hit a home run for the Seminoles. And his next time up, he hit a home run for the Seminoles. You may be sensing a pattern forming here. 1-1 pitch, and that is sent foul over to the right side in a hurry. His third time up, Marshall McDougall hit a home run. His fourth time up, fifth time up, he hit his fourth consecutive home run. Marshall McDougall went on to hit six consecutive home runs. He finished 7-for-7, six home runs, 16 runs batted in. Now that is an amazing deal anyway, swinging a foul back and the count is 1-2. And every time I look at that story, and of course Marshall went on to become was drafted by the A's and played for the Rockhounds. If you are the Maryland Terrapins, have you lost your mind? You keep pitching to him. Runner goes, ground ball, got a chance, going to be knocked down by shortstop. Freeland makes a really good play, turns and throws and gets Sousa. Shane McGuire running on the play, so you'll get to second base, avoids what might have been a double play. Susak's ground ball was hit up the middle in a really nice play by Freeland. I'd love to get a second look, about a 270-degree spin as he made that play ranging well to his left. Really nicely handled by Freeland. Two down for Brennan Malone, runner in scoring position. Malone swings and misses. Pitch at 93 with a little bit of lateral movement. Terrific delivery right there by Jack Little. Little making his 10th appearance out of the bullpen. He's been very good at 3.27 earned run average, so good numbers there. Pitch, just down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. 11 innings, 9 base hits. He has walked 3, struck out 12, so he has been good right across the board as right-hander Jack Little, 1-1 pitch, swung on, lifts it high in the air, out and back to second base. Shortstop Freeland, center fielder, who is it going to be? Ramos will make the catch. Well, again, nothing routine if it's hit high in the air in West Texas on a breezy evening. No runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. Give you one last look at that crazy game on this date those years ago with future Rockhound Marshall McDougall. After six, Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, bottom third of the order for the Tulsa Drillers. It'll be Austin Beck, Lolo Sanchez, and Brandon Lewis. Austin Briggs going back to work. One delivers that one all the way back to the screen. Up and away. One ball and no strikes. Austin Beck, a strikeout and a fly out to right field. Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 2. Two-run home run by Griffin Lockwood Powell in the sixth inning, snapping a two-all tie. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Here's wrap up the thought of that game. Marshall McDougal, NCAA records, of course, and they would, one would think, stand forever. Went 7-for-7, six consecutive home runs after an early single. 16 ribbies. Swinging a foul back, and it's 2-1. Why on earth do you pitch to him after the, I don't know, the third home run consecutive, the fourth consecutive home run? You'd think somewhere in the dugout somebody would have said, you know, this guy has hit four consecutive home runs against him, against us. Maybe we should put him on. They didn't. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Briggs firing that one at 96 miles an hour, and the count goes 2-2, and Austin will ask for timeout. And Austin Beck coming into this game at 298. Well, you just like to see him get a full season healthy and a good opportunity. Just never had that with the ace. Swing and a miss. Boy, pitched down and in, got loose, but Susak will retrieve. Did he tag him out? He did. So Beck is out. Austin Beck with the whiff, one man down in the seventh inning. Lolo Sanchez, the batter. He has flown to right, bounced out to third. Right-handed hitter at 266 coming in. First name is just like it sounds, Lolo, L-O-L-O, from Santo Domingo. A baseball town that is, baseball city. Takes down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. No way to do it, of course, but from time to time, just think how many times we have said Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is the hometown for a professional baseball player. 1-0 delivery. High strike. Got there from Austin. One ball, one strike. Austin Briggs making appearance number 10. 4.63 earned run average. Right out of hit per inning. 7 walks, 10 strikeouts. That's been the only issue is command from time to time. Pitch sails up and away here. 2-1. And throws hard. Mid-90s. Sanchez, right-hand hitter facing him. Bright red batting gloves on both hands. Tilts that bat back, swings and misses. Comes up empty. One again, 93 with good life on the pitch from Austin. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Austin Briggs out of McNeese State University. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's outside for a ball. 3-2. Sky darkening around us. Again, rain expected perhaps overnight and through part of the day tomorrow, but hopefully that will not affect the fireworks. A swing and a foul back. These teams play at 7 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Foul ball retrieved by the bat boy. Count stays full to Lolo Sanchez. Brandon Lewis on deck. Sanchez waits. 3-2 pitch by Austin. Swung on, fouled straight back. Got a pretty good cut. Fouls it straight back and out of play. Again, before the seventh inning stretch, going to have a moment in observance of Cancer Awareness Weekend, which is the theme here at the ballpark. Going to be a cool deal, I think. Here's the 3-2 pitch by Austin. Up, down and in. Ball four. Lost him. So, one out walk, strikeout and a walk now for Austin Briggs. And here's Brandon Lewis, homered his last time up, in the third inning, rather. That gave Tulsa a 2-0 lead.
And again, Brandon was not on the lineup card that we had received. Dalton Rushing was a scratch at some point. We never got that notification, but guy who was not even in the lineup has a home run. Didn't expect to play tonight. Swing and a miss, 0-1. By the way, Frisco is leading San Antonio 3-1 there in the bottom of the sixth inning in the Metroplex. Riders just a game behind the Hounds. Those teams again will meet in the upcoming road trip, second half of it. 0-1 pitch, swung on, high pop-up, and I think we'll get well out of play when the wind is through with it. Now all the way back off to the roof, 0-2. Amarillo and Corpus Christi, boy, runs and hits have been tough to come by in that series. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2 Amarillo. Four hits is all for each team. Corpus won a couple of nights ago in that series, 1-0 on the benefit of two hits. 0-2 stretch, pitch by Briggs. Down low in the dirt, runner's going to move up. That's good alert base running, so on the wild pitch. Count goes 1-2, and Lolo Sanchez gets into scoring position. Tulsa trying to expand a two-run lead here. Drillers trying to say so long to a six-game slide, and in doing so would snap a six-game win streak for the Hounds. 1-2 set by Briggs. Sanchez almost literally dancing off the bag at second. It's high and inside for a ball, 2-2. Put a little music behind that, Lolo might have been dancing. Very active off the base, not so much this time. Now he is again. Hounds bluffing behind him. Briggs comes to the plate, and that is down and in. The appeal did not go. Count 3-2. So 0-2 is now a 3-2 count. Brandon Lewis, the batter. Right-handed hitter. Saheed Valenzuela, Hounds third baseman, is shading solidly toward the line. Here's the 3-2 stretch. The Sanchez dance begins again. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Toward the third base dugout, the visiting dugout. Count stays 3-2. Alex Freeland is on deck, and Taylor Young in the hole. Lewis, the number 9 guy in the order. 3-2 pitch by Briggs. Ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit, and that will add to the lead. Sanchez will score with ease. So Brandon Lewis, who was not in the original starting lineup, is now 2-for-3 with a home run and an RBI single, and Tulsa leads the game 5-2. Wild pitch will contribute to the run scoring. One on and one man down. The batter is Alex Freeland, 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He had a terrific defensive play in the last half of the sixth. Switch hitter batting from the right side, takes a strike on the inside half, 0-1. Lewis takes the lead. Left-hander Austin Briggs looking right at him as he comes set. Hands at the belt. The stretch and pitch is high and tight for a ball. One ball, one strike. North Division game, Springfield. Like Frisco closing in on its 20th win of the season. They're shutting out Northwest Arkansas 2-0 at Springdale in the seventh. Swinging a foul back. Count goes 1-2. And Arkansas is ahead of Wichita, 2-0. The game at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Arkansas chasing Springfield to the top of the North Division. Trailing the Cardinals by 3 coming into play today. Freeland waits, right-handed hitter, switch hitter, batting from the right side against the lefty, a swing and a fly ball foul. That'll get well out of play with the wind. That one goes drifting. That might no longer be a souvenir. Count stays 1-2 to Alex Freeland, playing his third game since joining the Drillers. 2-for-9, but the tips are called. Third strike, boy, he did not care for that at all. Stands and going to grumble a little bit. Now turns and barks a little as Freeland. And I have a feeling that is all that Brandon Tipton wants to hear. He was looking, still barking a little bit. And now you say to the dugout, he has heard enough. So, boy, about one more word you get tossed. Boy, that had to have been, one would think anyway, a borderline call. Because Alex Freeland got away with a good amount of conversation, if you will, after the called third strike. So here's Taylor Young. Takes over the inside edge, called strike 0-1. Well, Taylor in this game is now, or in this series rather, is 7-for-15. Three doubles, a home run, three driven in. He's scored twice in this game. Pitch up high for a ball. He has really had a good series. Tulsa has dropped the first three games of the set, but Taylor Young has given the Drillers a lead three times in the first four games of the series. Did it all by himself with that solo home run on Tuesday, on the kids' day. Double and scored the first run of this game. Pitch to him is down and in for a ball. The count goes 2-1. One on, two out. Top half of the seventh. Drillers with their fifth run of the ball game scoring. And a walk to Beck, the former Rockhound, a wild pitch, and an RBI single by Brandon Lewis. 5-2 Tulsa. Pitch swung on and ripped left side, clean base hit. Boy, Taylor Young, well, the way we like to put it on Rockhound's radio, they might have to drag him to the bus kicking and screaming on Sunday to get him out of this market. He is 3-for-4 in this game. And with that, Taylor Young is now hitting .500 in this series. He's 8-for-16. And Gregorio Petit is very demonstrative in coming to the mound. I don't know if he's going to make a change here yet. He's jotting down something on the card, but there looks like a conversation maybe between Gregorio. I don't know if it's first base umpire or not. Home plate umpire Brandon Tipton will come out and break up the conversation. We'll see if G is going to go to the bullpen or if this is just a conversation. Right now, a conversation. Brandon Tipton has joined the conversation, and that's all it will be. So Austin Briggs stays in the ballgame. Two men on with two men down. Ball was sharply hit into left field off the bat of Taylor Young, so Brandon Lewis is still at second base. Two men down, of course, he can go on contact. And here is Brendan Davis, 1-for-2 with a sack fly, a double, and a bounce out. Stretching pitch by Briggs is fouled straight back, 0-1. Griffin Lockwood Powell would be next here in the top of the seventh inning. Three-run ball game here, but two on and two out, so a big batter for Austin Briggs. With this ground ball, got a chance, shortstop Winkler will knock that ball down. He has no play, but a really good play that'll save a run. So bases are loaded on the infield single by Brendan Davis. Again, Winkler's play saves a run from scoring at least four now. Base hit is the third of this inning with one run already across, and now the bases are loaded for the cleanup batter as Griffin Lockwood Powell will stand in. Right-handed hitter. Well, he floated one into the right field bullpen his last time. He does it again. It's a grand slam. Here's a swing and a foul away. It's 0-1. Whenever we talk about the short porch in right field and the ball barely getting there, no disrespect whatsoever meant to any hitter, Rockhound, Driller, or otherwise, even a sod poodle. Just the nature of the deal, that porch can be so frustrating for pitchers. Ground ball, third base at aid. And is that a fair ball or a foul ball? Saheed Valenzuela got there, steps on the bag at third, and I mean just ahead of Taylor Young. That was a fair ball just over the bag, and a really good play by Saheed. So five unassisted will end the inning. And ahead of our seventh inning stretch, again, this is going to be very, very cool. The folks who came in through the gates today were given a, and I have one here with my late wife's name on it. And it says it's an 8.5 by 11, nice little border on it. It says I go to bat 4, and then a blank space, and so you put in the name of the person that is near and dear to you, and it's called Hope at Bat. And it's an affiliation between Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, actually, and the American Cancer Society. So very, very cool. And the folks who have one of those pieces of paper, as I do, with a name on it, are asked to stand and hold up their piece of paper today. So I think that is really cool. The players are assembled in front of the dugout railing. Each one of the Rockhounds being shown now on the camera, each with a name, bullpen as well. Boy, really, I tell you, folks, this is a tough moment. It really is. I will not get overly personal about this, but again, this is Cancer Awareness Weekend, and my wife Peggy passed away nearly 13 years ago, brain cancer. Excuse me, that's tough. That's tough to say out loud. I don't say that all that often, certainly not on the air, but just a really, really touching moment. You look at the folks in the stands, you look at the players, and each of them with a name. And again, just I think that's a wonderful moment. I'm sure we'll do that again tomorrow evening, just ahead of the seventh inning stretch. So, boy, a really very, very touching moment on Cancer Awareness Weekend here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And now we will get back to baseball theme with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Pitching change for the Drillers. We'll check the reliever. We'll give you a little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Seventh inning stretch. Play by Valenzuela and the play by Winkler, each saving at least a run. So with a seventh inning stretch, it's 5-2, Tulsa.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right hander Logan Boyer is on the pitch for Tulsa. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. 6-3, 220. Mesa, Arizona is his home. And here it's a 5-2 advantage. Again, a couple of really good defensive plays by the Rockhounds kept this from getting at least perhaps a bit out of hand. Jack Winkler saved at least, I would think, one run. And so he balanced Wela as well in the top of the inning. So leading it off is Caden Trinkle. Boyer's pitch is a called strike, 0-1, bottom third of the Hounds' order in the last of the seventh inning. Tulsa left the bases loaded in the top of the stretch inning. Caden Waits pitched to Trinkle, just a little low and inside on the fastball, 96. One ball, one strike. Caden Trinkle, Denzel Clark, and Saheed Valenzuela. Non-Googleable trivia's added to me some cool stuff. 2-1 pitch. Down and in. Check me. It is now 2-1. Scoreboard had 2-1 already. Two balls, one strike to count to Trinkle. Caden, a couple of strikeouts. Both against Heunil Choi. There's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and popped high in the air. I think the wind will carry that way back and out of the ballpark. Tell you about a reliever who came into a ball game pitching for the Yankees, I think, at that time. A guy named Mike Stanton, who was born in Houston but grew up here in the Permian Basin. Swing and a miss, and Caden Trinkle with a hat trick in this game. Caden came in on a nice three-game hit streak. He was 5 for his last 8, but he's now up and down 3 times on strikes. Mike Stanton pitching for the Yankees on this date. Was at Yankee Stadium against the Mariners. It was his 553rd Major League game. Pitch to Denzel. Well, that's a called strike. I'm telling you, Denzel has to feel like he comes to the plate to count as 0-2 before he even steps in. 0-2, both on strikeouts. Pitch by Boyer. Oh, check swing strike. Really fooled on the pitch. It's quickly 0-2. Warrior throwing hard, 95 and 96. 0-2 stretch, pitched by the right-hander Wee up high for a ball that time, and count 1 and 2. When Mike Stanton took the mound on this date, actually yesterday's date, May 9th, 1999, that doesn't sound right, but it probably is. I think I wrote it down correctly. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. Out on strikes. Well, for Denzel, that's 47 strikeouts. Jose Ramos of Tulsa, the other of the two guys at the top of that list, you don't want to be the top of that list. Ramos has struck out 49 times, and Denzel 47. And their percentage just about the same. Here's Saheed now. Switch hitter from the left side. Swing and a bouncer toward first base, but that will be a foul ball. When Mike Stanton took the mound for the 553rd time, 553rd major league game, he did something for the first time as a big leaguer. He had never done it before. Was it a balk, get a hit as a batter, or start the game? Mike Stanton. And there is a little more and a very, very, very cool sidebar about it. 553rd game, had never done it before. A balk, a hit, or a start? Swinging a foul back, 0-2. And boy, Logan Boyer is making short work of the hounds here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-2 Tulsa. Saheed 1-for-2 with a run scored. Pitch by Boyer, and that's outside for a ball. Making a one ball, two strike count. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman would be next. If Valenzuela can extend the bottom half of the seventh inning. Boyer comes set, the big right-hander with a 1-2, down and in for a ball, 2-2. Saheed waits, slightly open stance. Boyer with a 2-2 pitch, and that is popped in the air, and that's left side of the infield in the wind. And Brendan Davis will haul it in. Nothing easy. Boy, the look I was watching, his eyes watching that ball, and man, it is not easy at all. We'll answer our trivia and give you, I think, one of the coolest sidebars of, we mention it from time to time, really is good stuff. After seven, totals coming up as well. Tulsa leads it to the top of the eighth, 5-2 Drillers.
Introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Right-hander Shohei Tomioka is on to pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. Austin Briggs came on in two outs in the sixth inning, so Austin go an inning and a third. He gives up three base hits and one run. He got a couple of really nice defensive plays to get the second and third outs of the seventh inning. Gave up one walk. That did come around, turned into a run scored. Struck out two, had one wild pitch. And Shohei on now here at the top of the eighth inning. Tulsa five runs on nine base hits. Rockhounds two runs on six hits. Game has been errorless. Tulsa has left five men on base. Rockhounds have stranded four. It'll be Jose Ramos, Diego Cartaya, and Austin Beck here in the eighth inning. I'll give you one more pitch on our semi-non-Googleable trivia. I suppose you could have Googled by now. Mike Stanton, 553rd big league game, was on yesterday's date with the Yankees, did something he'd never done before. Was it a balk, a base hit as a batter, or start the game? Brendan Davis checking Jose Ramos leading it off. Pitch over the inside edge from Shohei, called strike 0-1. The restructured lineup card after Drillers made a change before the game and did not communicate that information upstairs, so some messy lineup cards here, but all good. Here's a swing and a miss. Ramos chases one down and away 0-2. Well, on this date, Mike Stanton started the game. He was a reliever. He made 552 relief appearances, made a spot start, and by the way, he would never start another game, all out of the bullpen. And if that doesn't sound like much, Mike Stanton appeared in 1,178 games and started just one. But a tremendous reliever, hooked to pitch outside for a ball. And anytime I see Mike Stanton's name, especially, and Mike Timlin, it was a good guess, but it was he started the game. I don't know if he ever had a hit. I have to look that up. Pitch high for a ball, 2-2. In the history of Major League Baseball, only Jesse Orozco appeared in more games than Mike Stanton. Mike went to Midland High School, then went on to Alvin Community College before his pro career. Swing, fly ball, right field. On the move is Caden Trinkle, fair or foul. Caden makes the catch, one step into foul territory. You know, I'll have to double-check and see. He might have been when he was right on the line, one way or the other. But, again, that wind is blowing, and Ramos got that ball in the air. Watch it again. Boy, Caden with a good defensive play. Yeah, he was actually in fair territory and then stepped on the line. So a fly ball toward the right field corner, handled, one man down. Here's Diego Cartaya, right-handed hitter. Swings and fouls, one back. Jesse Orozco, by the way, appeared in 1,252 games. That's highest all-time. Mike Stanton is second all-time. John Franco and Mariano Rivera, the only other pitchers to appear in more than 1,100. Only 16 pitchers have appeared in 1,000 games. One of the others, is a swing and a foul tip, is also from Midland. And that's Mike Timlin. Mike Timlin is eighth on the all-time list. Mike Stanton is second on the all-time list. And within a couple of years of one another, they went to the same high school. They both went to Midland High School. And they are two of the top eight all-time. Now, if you appear in more than 1,000 games, Mike appeared in 1,059, Mike Timlin, Mike Stanton, 1,178. That's longevity, and that means you were pretty doggone good. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and Cartaya is out on strike. Shohei got him up in the zone, 94. They were both drafted, by the way, in 1987. Mike Timlin was a couple of years older than Mike Stanton, so I think they crossed paths briefly as members of the Bulldogs. But I think that's a remarkable statistic. Two of the top eight all-time in appearances went to the same high school and basically at the same time. MHS Bulldogs, thank you very much. Pitch outside for a ball to Austin Beck, 1-0. Nobody on, two out in the top of the eighth inning, 5-2 Tulsa. Pitch swung on and line, right side base hit. Good inside out swing there. Good piece of hitting by Austin Beck. He's having a good series against his former team. Line drive to right field. Pitch was middle out to be sure. And Austin went with it and lines it into right field. Two out single for Austin Beck. One for four in this game. But 3-for-9 in the series with a home run. Couple of runs driven in. And here is Lolo Sanchez, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Takes a high strike and it's 0-1. Walked with one out in the seventh inning. Went to second on a wild pitch and scored on the RBI single by Brandon Lewis, who is on deck. One on and two out. Pitch by Shohei. Down and in, blocked by Daniel Susak. Down around the dirt. One ball, one strike. Now we have what, time called, I think, or do we have, well, we got a balk against Shohei Tomioka. So down to second base jogs Austin Beck. And that puts a runner in scoring position. Looks like a small thing, but three-run game, and now that runner's at second base with two down. Sanchez takes a little low and away. Crowd trying to help adjudicate. Pitch just missed. Two balls and one strike. Sanchez waits 2-1 count. Stretched pitch by Shohei, and a sliced foul back to the screen. Count 2-2. It's a big batter here for Shohei Tomioka. And the Rockhounds trying to stay within three. Tulsa led 2-0. Hounds even it up at 2 apiece. On a Jack Winkler 2-run double. And a 2-run home run by Griffin Lockwood Powell gave Tulsa the 4-2 advantage. They've stretched it to 5-2. Pitch down and away for a ball. Full count now to Sanchez. By the way, in Frisco, they are in the middle of the eighth inning, and the Rough Riders still leading San Antonio 3-1. And Springfield still a 2-0 lead to Northwest Arkansas. Riders and Cardinals sneaking up on 20 wins. A swing and a foul back. Count 3-2 a second time. Sanchez kind of stumbled across the plate after that swing and a foul ball away. Lolo, 5'11", 190. Just past his 25th birthday. Shohei comes set. Right-hander delivers. Fouled away again. Sanchez doing battle. Did the same thing against Austin Briggs. Do an 8-pitch walk. And he's worked it full here and has fouled a couple of 2-strike pitches away. Beck leads off second base. Stretch a pitch by Shohei. Ball lined into right center field. Denzel Clark on the move, and he'll make the catch. Well hit line drive, but Denzel well within his reach. So no runs on a base hit and a balk. No errors, and a runner is left in scoring position. So to the bottom of the eighth inning we go. The Drillers on top by the score of 5-2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top of the order in the last half of the eighth inning. Hounds down by 3, 6 outs with which to work. And Logan Boyer, a 1-2-3 seventh inning, got a couple of strikeouts and a pop out. And now we have a discussion between all of the umpires, all three. So we have a high level discussion going on here. Don't know. Pointing one of the players pointing to the stands, and I don't know exactly what that is about, so the umpiring crew will come over. Interesting, I think it's the third baseman, Brendan Davis, pointing at the stands. Scott Hennessy will come out and join this conversation. Gregorio Petit is there, the conversation just inside the bag at third along the line, so obviously, at this point, do not know that might be Brendan Davis. Walking over toward the railing, so not quite sure what this is about. Some communication will be made not have no idea, obviously, what this is, but disturbance, don't know if it's something intended or aimed at one of the players. We'll see some communication that is going on downstairs. Ball game will go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Colby Thomas when play is resumed here. Well, there's one gentleman down below. Well, gentleman, I don't know, waving his cap, and why, I have no idea, but he is. Is he? Perhaps, yep, he's going to be, yep, going to be escorted out. So that, I guess, is, that's the culprit, and that'll be taken care of. No room for that kind of nonsense, whatever it might have been, but he is done for the evening. Thanks to the good security folks. And now we can get back to baseball, which is, I think, if I recall, that's why we all arrived here tonight. Cooper Bowman will be the batter. By the way, Logan Boyer has been really good for the Drillers, making his ninth appearance. He's 0-1, does have a blown save and a loss, but a 1.86 ERA. 8 hits and 9 2/3 coming into this one. 11 strikeouts. So he has been very good. The big right-hander to face Cooper Bowman. And the first pitch, swinging the ground ball to shortstop, couple of hops. Handled by Freeland. Sets up, throws. Cooper makes it close, but he is out. Cooper in this ballgame 2-for-4, including that bounce out to shortstop. So Freeland makes that play, one man down. And here's Jack Winkler. He is in the Rockhounds offense in this ballgame. A two-run double, tied the game back in the third. That's the last time the Hounds have brought a run across. The Drillers breaking a two-all tie. They lead 5-2. High strike to Jack. 0-1 the count from Boyer. Logan Boyer, 6'3", 220, Mesa, Arizona. He's from, he's a swinging and a foul tip to the dirt. Count goes 0-2. Winkler, a right-handed hitter. Tulsa has him shaded up the middle with a second baseman, Taylor Young. Pitch drops down low for a ball. Count is 1-2. Colby Thomas on deck. One-two stretch. Pitch by the right-hander. Pop foul straight back out of play. We have made the journey fully in tonight. Pitch black sky with the light shining around us. Drillers trying to get their first win of this series and this road trip. 1-2 pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-2, and they have a three-run advantage with one man out in the eighth inning. Boyer comes set. Sorry about that. Hit the wrong button. Boyer comes set. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Little roller out to second base. There is Taylor to make the play. Throws over to first base for the out. Taylor Young, that is, and the ground out. Two men down in the inning. The Boyer has faced 5 and retired 5. Couple of strikeouts, a pop out and 2 ground ball outs. And Colby Thomas, the batter. Colby, a caller so far in the game. He has flown to right, popped out to first, and bounced out first base to pitcher. Quiet night at the dish for the Rockhounds left fielder. Stands in, takes up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, the thing about Colby Thomas, just always great energy in whatever he's doing on the diamond. I was watching a close-up of him at the dish. Very intense. Takes a called strike. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Colby out of Mercer College. He was a third-rounder in 2022. 1-1 pitch. That'll back up over the heart of the plate. Called strike 1-2. Good pitch there by Logan Boyer. Really froze him. So base is empty. 2 down and the 1-2 count to Colby. Boyer set the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase one down and away. Inning is over. Boy, Logan Boyer, as advertised in this ball game, 6 up, 6 down. And 3 of them by strikeout. So we have played 8 to the top of the ninth inning. We go Friday Night Baseball, Texas League style, with the Drillers on top 5-2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth, and the Drillers will try to add to a 5-2 advantage. Brandon Lewis, then back up top for Alex Freeland and Taylor Young. Shohei Tomioka, second inning of work. 5-2 Drillers. First pitch swung on and missed by Lewis. I mentioned Brandon was a late addition to the lineup, late scratch of Dalton Rushing. And he's 2-for-3 with a home run and an RBI single. Takes down low for a ball, 1-1 from Shohei. Solo home run, again, just over the railing into the bullpen in right field in the third, and an RBI single up the middle, driving home a run that made it a 5-2 game in the seventh. So Lewis has had a good night as a late addition to the lineup. Takes down and away here, 2-1, two balls, one strike. Jack Cushing tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Yon Castro goes for the Drillers. Here's the 2-1 stretch by Shohei. Swing and a miss. Fastball in. Count is 2-2. We had a really good matchup on Sunday. Two outstanding prospects. Justin Robleski goes for the Drillers. Left-hander. Roiber Salinas back with the Rockhounds. He will go on Sunday. On returning, he went up to Las Vegas, made one start by design, and now is back with the Hounds. 2-2 pitch. All lifted in the air, right field, Caden Trinkle in his tracks, and he's got it for the out. Caden has been busy in right field in this game. One man down. Boy, I guess he's been busy. That was a quick head count. That's 8 putouts by the right fielder. Wow. That wind is blowing out that way. I will double-check the count because counting in the coming on the run is not a good idea, but at least 8 putouts, maybe 9 for Caden. Stretch and pitch from Tomioka down and away from Shohei. One ball and no strikes. A lot of 9s on that scoreboard and that score sheet. That's all I know. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Down and away for a ball count quickly. 2-0. Freeland at the plate. Alex is 0-for-4 in this one. Taylor Young will follow in the Tulsa ninth inning. Left-handed hitter, and the Hounds playing him to pull in the infield pretty drastically so, about as drastically as you can get without shifting. Pitch high for ball three, a 3-0 count from Shohei. Saheed Valenzuela is the Rockhounds' third baseman. He is playing shortstop. Shortstop Jack Winkler. Close to up the middle, and the guys on the right side measures Bowman and Malone are also playing solidly to pull. So the iPad says if he hits it in the infield, it's going to go right. 3-0 pitch, doesn't matter, ball four. So Shohei turns it, looks at the sky for a moment after that walk. And here is Taylor Young. Well, four games does not a season make, but he's hitting 500 since the bus arrived in the Permian Basin. He is 8 for 16, 3 for 4 in this game with a double, a single, two runs, and a stolen base. One run, not two runs, right, and a stolen base. That's a good day all its own, and he's been doing it all through this series. Shohei's pitch down the middle, called strike 0-1. He came into the game at 277. Taylor, when he stepped to the plate to start this series, he was hitting 256. 0-1 pitches up. High snap throw by Susak behind the runner. Was close. The ball dribbles away under the foot of crew chief Ben Engstra. That was pretty good footwork right there by Ben. That would throw was down around the bag. Deflected off the glove of first baseman Brendan Malone. And wanting not to interfere, Ben Engstra, our crew chief, made a zippy move. And ball retrieved. Runner does not move up. One ball, one strike. One on, one out. Pitch to Young. Right down the middle, called strike from Shohei. 1-2. Well, we mentioned Taylor Young homered on the second pitch of this series. He was the leadoff batter. He's been in the leadoff spot until tonight. And basically, he hadn't slowed down much since that time. Freeland will take the lead. Shohei. Jersey bristling in the breeze. Wind has not relented much at all. Blowing almost straight in. Runner bluffs. Doesn't go. Pitch swung on. Lifted high and foul out of play. Right side. Count stays 1-2. And to Taylor Young from West Monroe, Louisiana. I think that is the home of Dave Stewart, the great Oakland A's pitcher. He was our featured speaker at our sports banquet just a couple of months ago. He's from West Monroe, if I remember. Here's the 1-2 down and in. Of course, I probably don't. Count, two balls, two strikes. Taylor Young has the throwback look working, has the blue stirrups clearly visible, along with the gray baseball pants, the Dodger blue jersey. Two balls, two strikes, stretched by Shohei. Toss to first base, and back in safely is Freeland. Rockhounds ninth inning, middle third of the order. Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak, and Brendan Malone. Hounds will need at least three. It also may not be through here in this ninth inning. Pitch to Young, swung on and missed. Boy, good breaking pitch, and Shohei got him swinging to the breeze. Boy, good breaking pitch. Again, Young is swinging to that better than anybody else in this series, and he was really fooled by that breaking pitch from Shohei. So, boy, that one, you just tip your cap to the pitcher. Here's Brendan Davis. 2 for 3 plus a sacrifice fly. He's had a terrific ball game, a double. It's one of his hits. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Freeland takes a short lead off first base. He'll extend it a little bit, one would think. Not much. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Swung on, foul tip. Young goes 1-1. Yeah, good bunch tonight. Picnic areas have been really busy last night and tonight, and same thing tomorrow. So a big crowd. Remember, tomorrow, fireworks night. If the Hounds are home on a Saturday, it's fireworks time. 1-1 stretch. Throw to first by Shohei. Freeland goes back in standing up. Hounds have done this a couple of times. Brendan Davis, the gap in left center field is absolutely huge. Denzel a little bit right of center in center field, and Colby Thomas well toward the left field corner. 1-1 pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate, called strike. Nasty pitch from Shohei, 1-2. And left field has that angled corner, so Colby is shading that way. Denzel a little bit right of straightaway center, so left center field, man, and get to that ball. It's a taxi cab ride for an outfielder. 1-2 pitch, won't matter. Swing and a miss, he got him, Shohei. Boy, back-to-back strikeouts. Those were absolutely filthy breaking pitches from the very likable right-hander. Always a guy with a smile on his face. We will go to the bottom half of the ninth. Rockhounds need a hat trick to keep it going. After 8.5 innings, Tulsa 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
Love really good produce?
So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Soren Lowell will come on to pitch, makes his second appearance of this series. Right-hander 6'3", 215 out of the Dominican Republic. Logan Boyer outstanding, 6 up, 6 down, 2 perfect innings in relief. So he will get a hold in this ball game. Just looking, want to make sure of the pitching and stuff correct. Choi will still be the pitcher of record. Jack Little and Logan Boyer with holds in this game. And Lau now will try to tuck it away for the save. Boyer faced 6 batters, retired them all, and struck out 3. Lau does not have a save opportunity yet on this season. He does now in a 5-2 game. But he's been very good. There's a couple of holds. He's making his 10th appearance at 2.84 earned run average. 13 hits and 12 2/3, so right out of hit per inning. 4 walks and 14 strikeouts. First pitch, strike at the knees to Shane McGuire, 0-1, bottom of the 9th inning. Cam Tulsa trying to say so long to a 6-game slide. Hounds have a 6-game win streak that is very much on the line now. Here's the 0-1 kick by Lau. Pitch, that'll get there, called strike 2, knee-high outside half. Shane McGuire 0-2, plus a walk. He asks for time. Struck out in the second, bounced out to end the 3rd inning with a man on base, and then walked his last time up. Daniel Susak on deck. Bottom of the 9th inning, 5-2 the score. Pitch down to the dirt for a ball, 1-2. The Rockhounds are 11-4 at home coming in. And for Tulsa, if they hold on to this lead, they will be above 500 on the road, but 5-11 at One Oak Field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul. McGuire hangs tough for the 1-2 count. So they're doing exactly what the book, not available in stores, says on the road. They're 6-6 coming in. Stretch by Lau, the 1-ball, 2-strike kick. Pitch swung on, bounced to first base, couple of long hops. And a high throw, boy, just in time. Lau handles a high throw from first baseman Lockwood Powell. That is nicely done. Ball was a fairly sharp top spin bouncer, went almost to the edge of the outfield grass. Lockwood Powell made the play. His throw to the pitcher was high. Lau made a very good, but it's a very athletic play. Nicely done. One man down here in the bottom half of the 9th inning. So the batter is Daniel Susak. Lau helps his own cause right there and trying to earn his first save. Daniel swings and fouls one away, and it's 0-1. Susak 0-3 in this game. Alex Freeland made a terrific play on a ball to get back up the middle in the 6th inning. Ranged well to his left, made that 270 or so spin through and got him. Mr. Susak checks, swing, strike 2. Daniel, some personal business. He'd like to keep going and try to get something going here in the last of the 9th inning. But since the 2-run double in the 3rd, Tulsa pitching has really taken over this game. Drillers breaking that two-all tie with a 5-2 advantage with one down in the ninth inning. Pitch to Susak. Swings, high fly ball, left field, but it's not going to carry. Drifting over, and there to make the catch is Sanchez. Might have been middle out. Love to get a second look at that, but it looked like it might have been a middle out pitch, and Daniel pulled it high in the air. But, again, anything hit in the air to left field is going to get knocked down. Anything to right, we've seen, it's really getting pushed somewhat diagonally and maybe a little bit outward. Two down for Brendan Malone. He's had a good ball game. He's 2-for-3. That's a good series. Pitch by Lau. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Had him reaching. Brennan, 1-for-4 coming in, but he's also walked 3 times. So in the series on base, 7 out of 11. 0-1 pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-1. So Drillers 1 out away from snapping that slide. Everybody goes through them, and it's a nice feeling when you bid it farewell. 6-game losing streak for Tulsa. Swinging a bouncer foul, 1-2. And for the Hounds, the other side of the coin is a 6-game win streak is hanging by a very slender thread. 1-2 down, bottom of the ninth inning, 5-2 Tulsa. Brendan Malone, after asking for time, stands back in. Singled in the second and fourth, flew out to center in the sixth inning. Lau has the sign, turns. Kicks, comes to the plate, down and away for a ball. So 2-2 to Brennan, bases empty, 2 men down. Lyle with the turn. Blake kicking the 2-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. Brendan Malone says that should have been upon appeal, but this ball game is over. Check swing, strike 3. Well, you usually would have an appeal, I think, on that, but enough of a check swing that he went. Boy, Tulsa pitching just a terrific job the last 11 batters of this game retired in order by the bullpen. Jack Little, Logan Boyer, and Soren Lau, absolutely tremendous. Little came on with one out in the sixth inning, got his only two batters, so the last 11 retired. The bullpen is perfect tonight for Tulsa in putting this one away. The Drillers win the ball game 5-2. We'll give you some totals in a moment. Tip of the cap to the Drillers. They say so long to Dan Lovett, one of my favorite sportscasters from a long time ago, used to call it a streak of sin. Okay, it's a little overboard, but the way he said it, it was cool. So Tulsa snaps that 6-game losing streak with a 5-2 win. Tip of the cap to the Drillers. Back with the totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Tulsa Drillers, it's 5 runs on 9 base hits in this one. Rockhounds 2 runs on 6 hits. The game was errorless and really very well played defensively. The conditions were very, very breezy, and boy, that baseball was getting blown all over the place, plus some good plays in the infield as well. So a well-played defensive game. 5-9-0 for the Drillers, 2-6-0 for the Rockhounds. Tulsa, a couple of home runs, and yep, they were of the short porch variety, and that's just honest. And in this one, the first was a solo home run by Brandon Lewis in the third, and then the decisive swing of the game, it's Griffin Lockwood Powell with a 2-run home run that broke a 2-all tie in the sixth inning. And the Drillers added one more run in the seventh and went on to win it by the final score of 5-2. Well, Pee-Emile Choi will get the win in this ballgame. He went the first 5 and a third. And the Drillers did take the lead in the top half of the sixth inning. So he will get the win in this ballgame. And, boy, you better buy a double cheeseburger for the guys out of the bullpen because they were really tremendous. As mentioned, 11 up, 11 down for Jack Little, Logan Boyer, and Soren Lau. The first two of those gentlemen getting a hold in this game, and Lau earns his first save of the season. So 11 up, 11 down out of the bullpen. Take a quick second look at this ballgame. Won't take too long to do it, but we will do that. And we'll come back and put a wrap on things when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tulsa took the lead 2-0 in this ballgame. They scored in the first inning. Again, talk about what a terrific series Taylor Young has had. A double with one out in the bottom, or top rather, in the first inning. He stole third base. Scored on Brendan Davis's sacrifice fly. 1-0 Tulsa. Drillers on the Brandon Lewis home run into the right field bullpen. Took a 2-0 lead in the third inning. The Rockhounds tied it in the bottom of the third, but it will be the only two runs they would score in this game. Hounds got back-to-back one-out singles by Saheed Valenzuela and Cooper Bowman, and a two-run double by Jack Winkler, and that tied up the ballgame at two apiece. Stayed that way until the sixth inning, and Griffin Lockwood Powell with a fly ball after, again, Taylor Young, a leadoff single in the sixth, and Lockwood Powell finds the right field bullpen, and I mean, he had just snuck over the railing. Most frustrating, certainly most frustrating thing, I think, in the ballpark for any pitcher, no matter who the pitcher is pitching for, but that two-run home run by Powell would be it. It made it a 4-2 ball game. Austin Beck threw a one-out walk in the seventh inning, went to second on a wild pitch, and Lolo Sanchez then brought him home with an RBI single up the middle, and that added an insurance run in the seventh inning. But as it turned out, it wasn't so much the insurance coming from the run, it was the insurance coming from the bullpen. Little, Boyer, and Lau, 11 up, 11 down with four strikeouts, and just a stifling, that's the word I was going for. I knew there was a college word in there somewhere. A stifling performance, really, out of the bullpen for Tulsa in this one. So a 5-2 victory. The Drillers with the win now, 12-17. Again, 7-6 on the road, so they snapped the six-game losing streak. And for the Rockhounds, a six-game win streak also goes by the boards in this one. The Rockhounds are now 20-11. And I believe I saw Frisco tucking that ball game away. They have Frisco 4, San Antonio 1. So the Rough Riders now are also 20-11 on the season. So a tie back now at the top of the South Division. Rockhounds falling to 11-5 at home here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. They've still been very good in this yard, but tonight it was Tulsa with the 5-2 victory. In tomorrow's game, and that will be time to go in it, the fifth game of the six-game set. Jack Cushing is scheduled to start for the Rockhounds. He is 1-2 with a 5.40 earned run average. And Yon Castro will go for Tulsa. No wins or losses. A 6 ERA for the Tulsa right-hander. 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll join you at 6:50 with post-game fireworks for those in attendance tomorrow. Cancer Awareness Weekend continues. And Family Day on Sunday, plus a little something extra for the moms in the crowd. That'll be a 1 o'clock start time Sunday afternoon to wrap up this series. First of two meetings between the clubs this year. They will also meet at One Oak Field in Tulsa just a bit later on in the season. So we're all of us with the Rockhounds tonight. Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Thank you so much for spending part of your Friday evening with us. Hope your weekend is going to be absolutely terrific, and hope we can share some baseball with you before this weekend is through. Tulsa wins it by the final score of 5-2. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.